from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great listeners, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 29th of May in the year of our Lord, 2013. We are welcoming you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm your regular host. We are in a very damp, cool evening here in London today. Wherever you are in the world, we're saying good morning, good afternoon, good day, good night, and even good evening to some people. This is Radio Biafra. We bring you news, views, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we're going to get Biafra every evening at 7 p.m. in the UK. That's London time, and also 7 p.m. in Biafraland. Please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, even tell your enemies as well that Radio Biafra is on the air for everybody to tune in to be part of our programming this evening. You know the number to call. The number is as consistent as ever. It doesn't change at all. Please, we are saying that we've returned to the normal number to call us on. If you go to Radio Biafra website, which should be where you're listening to this program this evening, you will see the contact details for Radio Biafra. Once again, we're welcoming you. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'll be joined on today's program by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, who will assist in the presentation of this program. Very shortly, I'll go to him to say hello to you before we actually start. We don't have much announcement to bring to you this evening, but we do remind people that if you have friends who are on Facebook, please do add them to the Facebook group of Radio Biafra. If you're on Facebook, just type in Radio Biafra London. It should come up. We thank particularly Jude Aaron, who's added a lot of people, and Joseph Obinna as well. Joseph Obinna has been doing a lot of work adding people to the Facebook page, and so also has Jude Aaron as well doing the same thing. George Ogogwa is perennially, almost on a daily basis, adding as many people as possible. That is how we can bring people closer, to enlighten them, to educate them, to make them understand where we're going, and to take everybody along with us. We don't want to leave anyone behind. We don't want people to say that they weren't told about Radio Biafra or what Radio Biafra is doing, or Radio Biafra's campaign to bring about Biafra in truth and honesty. We need confirmation from people. If you're having issues receiving Radio Biafra, please do let us know. Do let us know. You can text us. You can call us. You can even email Radio Biafra, please, anytime, to let us know how you're getting on. You can reach Radio Biafra always via the advertised number on your screen. That is how you get Radio Biafra. The number doesn't change. If you want to join us on Skype, just add Radio Biafra. That's all you need to do. Add Radio Biafra and you should be able to join us. And I'll quickly go to Dr. Egemba, but before I do so, please, we must remind our listeners again, if you're having difficulties getting Radio Biafra at radiobiafra.co, you go to radiobiafralondon.com. If Radio Biafra London.com is unstable, please go to bilierhumanrights.org. bilierhumanrights.org. As we said, you can contact us on the phone. You can contact us via Skype as well, as well as Twitter. The Twitter handle for Radio Biafra is at Radio Biafra Live. Please, you can send us Twitter messages if you're on Twitter. But more importantly, advertise it this evening. Tell your friends. If you're on Facebook, if you're on the page, Radio Biafra page on Facebook, even if you're discussing with your friends, try and let them know wherever you are that you can receive Radio Biafra this evening on any internet-enabled device. It can be received on especially BlackBerry phones if you're in Nigeria, and also any other system like iPad, iPhone, any system at all you've got that receives internet on it, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. As always, you can start calling us round about 7:30 to give us your views and analysis. Radio Biafra is a one-issue station. We don't discuss anything else apart from how we are going to get Biafra. There is nothing else that is of concern to us. It is a one-issue agenda that we have, and as soon as practicable, we should be able to bring to the world's attention the what it means to be a Biafran by holding simultaneous demonstration across every time zone in the world, starting from the east when the sun rises to when it sets in the west. We understand this evening that other people are discussing this same thing as well back in Biafraland, that people had similar ideas. We are saying that we welcome every idea. We are not claiming originality in all the things that we do. If you've been nursing this idea in the past, please do come forward. Let us join hands together to make it as resounding as possible. I'll go now to Dr. Egemba to please say hello to you. Those of you are wonderful listeners who are joining us this evening. Please, Doctor. Dr. Egemba, you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there? I don't think he's able to hear me. Doctor, are you there? I don't think he's able to hear me, but once we establish the line, he should be able to come back to us. Please, if you're experiencing any sort of difficulties, do let us know. Please do let us know this evening. I will quickly and very speedily go to the headline. Once Dr. Egemba is able or in a position to rejoin us, we should be able to connect him as quickly as possible. Once again, if you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. Let us try once again to see if he's there. Doctor, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? Unfortunately, he's not able to hear me. I can't, for the life of me, figure out what the problem could be. Doctor, can you hear me? I don't think he can, which is rather very unfortunate. I don't know what the problem could possibly be this evening, why he's unable to hear my voice, or why we are unable to establish contact with him. But we'll try and look into it and reestablish that as quickly as possible. Let's try once again, please, to see what the problem could be. Can you hear us? Please, Doctor, can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be working, so we proceed without him, which is rather very sad. If you're calling us on Skype, the number remains the same. The details that you need to be able to get through Radio Biafra on remains the same via Skype. And please, if this is your first time, what we advise you to do is lower your system before you speak to us. Please lower your system before you talk to us. It is imperative you understand that you need to lower your system, because if you don't, it will be interfering with what you're saying, it will be echoing, and you will not be able to hear us properly. So we please advise you to lower your system before you join us. That is what we are pleading for. That is what we are asking for. Once again, Radio Biafra is on air. We have somebody asking if Radio Biafra is on air. We can categorically assure you that we don't have any problems from our own side, that Radio Biafra is on the air, reaching the whole world this evening. It is 7 p.m. London time every evening. That is how you receive Radio Biafra, 7 p.m. London time every evening. We'll now go to speedily bring you our headlines for this day, the 29th of May, in the year of our Lord 2013. We are reporting that Boko Haram claim, they are now claiming victory over the Nigerian military. Boko Haram is claiming victory over the Nigerian military. We are also reporting that the kidnapped, we are reporting this evening that the kidnapped ex-Anambra State Governor Chudi Nweke will be buried on June the 7th. The kidnapped and murdered ex-governor of Anambra State, Mr. Chudi, Dr. Chudi, he's a medical doctor, as a matter of fact, he will be buried in his hometown of Oyi on the 7th of next month. We are joined by Barrister Mamezu in the absence of Dr. Egemba. We are joined by Barrister Mamezu to see if he can help me pilot the affairs, because I can't be doing this alone. I'm getting a bit tired of it. Please, Barrister, are you there? Please go ahead and say hello to our listeners before we proceed, please.
Yeah, good evening, fellow Biafrans, our listeners and our supporters. We are here again this evening to bring you the news as it is written and the way it comes to us.
Thank you very much for coming to my rescue. I was hoping to be with Dr. Egemba. But I was basically thinking that if our connections are not working, but you have proven that our connections are working this evening, and we're very grateful for that. Let's try him again, please. Doctor, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello, Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? No, it doesn't seem to be working. He's not hearing what we are saying. So we proceed immediately to bring you our headlines this evening, which I was providing before the link with Barrister Mamezu was established. We are reporting this evening that Boko Haram is claiming victory over Nigerian military. We are also reporting that the kidnapped and killed ex-deputy governor of Anambra State, Dr. Chudi Nweke, will be buried on June the 7th. We are also reporting this evening that an aircraft carrying the murderer and the Anambra State governor, the killer himself, the Arch Lucifer himself, Peter Obi, nearly crashed. That was yesterday. Some of us have been saying that maybe God listened to the few people on board and rescued them. If it was him piloting it, we would have wished him to die in the process, because he's a murderer, he's a killer of our people, he is a killer of Biafrans. We cannot allow such people to be walking about freely when those they killed are in the grave. This is a man who have steadfastly refused to release the autopsy report on Ezu River. Has refused to release the autopsy report on Ezu River. This is the man today that we are reporting nearly had a plane crash yesterday. But unfortunately for us and fortunately for other passengers, he survived. We wouldn't wish anybody harm. We don't wish anybody harm. But this very man is a very bad human being. And he should not be existing. He should not be walking the face of the earth, a free man. He is using the cover of the office of the governor of Anambra State to be killing our own people, to be killing Biafrans, to be killing young Igbo men. We are saying that what these type of people are doing is unacceptable to us, and we'll keep lamenting on this very issue until something gets done about it. This evil man escaped death yesterday. We had hoped that he would have died in the process. But somehow the aircraft contained other people, including the pilot and the crew, and we don't wish them any harm at all. How we wish that Peter Obi was traveling alone in an aircraft and encountered severe turbulence in the air and crashed and died, because that is what suits him at this point in time. We are reporting once again our headlines that Boko Haram is claiming victory over the Nigerian army in the clash between the insurgents and the Nigerian army in the northeastern part of Nigeria. The kidnapped ex-deputy governor. This is why we said that nobody is safe in the zoo. In the zoo, all animals are at themselves, killing each other. In the zoo called Nigeria, an ex-governor was kidnapped and killed. It did not make headlines all over the place, because they're giving people the impression that all is well. But today, we are reporting that the former deputy governor, let us understand this very, the former deputy governor of Anambra State, Dr. Chudi Nweke, will be buried on June the 7th. When we bring you the news summary, we'll be telling you how this man died. That is why we want Biafra as quickly as possible. Every information we bring to you from that Zoological Republic of Nigeria is harrowing, It is sad. It is unacceptably gut-wrenching. No good news comes out of that place called Nigeria. This evening, these are the summary of the news as we present them to you, the headlines. The leader of Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has claimed in a video obtained by Agence France-Presse, this is AFP, is a French news agency, yesterday stated that Nigerian soldiers have retreated during ongoing military offensive, while them, the insurgents, have sustained very little damage. The video marks the first public comments by Shekau since the start of a sweeping offensive by the Nigerian army on May the 15th, and also includes a call for foreign Islamists to join the fight in Nigeria. They are asking for their brothers in the Arab world to come and join them. And of course, we know they're streaming in from the Chad border, from the Niger border, from the Cameroon border, all coming into northern Nigeria to fight a jihad, to fight a holy war for the establishment of an Islamic state. They are doing it by force of arms. They are doing it by guns. And we know they are going to succeed because their chief sponsor, Buhari, is behind them. Other sponsors like Babangida and Atiku are all behind them. They have stockpiled arms. The northern people have $18 billion. We have it on record. The money they have used to fund this very insurgency and also to control the oil in Biafra land. That is what they want to do, Islamize everybody and have unfettered access to the oil fields in the south. Shekau's whereabouts remains unknown and was not able to be determined in the video. He was seen wearing a camouflage with a turban on his head and an AK-47 rifle on his side. His comments contradicted the earlier statements from the Nigerian military that went on to claim that they have recorded major successes during the offensive in the north, including the destruction of Boko Haram camps and dozens of arrests. This is what they are reporting in Nigerian newspapers, but that is not the truth. He calls on the... this is Shekau now. He is calling on like-minded Islamists in every country, including he mentioned where they are. He wants people in Afghanistan, those of them in Pakistan, those of them in Iraq. These are hardened suicide bombers. These are people that have trained suicide bombers time and time and time again to come into Nigeria to help them to win their holy war against the Nigerian state, against the incumbency of a Christian president in Nigeria. They want their own Islamic country. We are calling to us our brethren in these countries, by which he means Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq, to please come to us, he says in the video, which alternates, he was speaking both in Arabic and in Hausa languages. He was speaking in both languages, in Arabic and in Hausa as well. The video later showed vehicles and weapons seized from Nigerian soldiers. They actually showed weapons and vehicles seized from Nigerian government. What we're asking Nigeria today, if you claim you're winning the war, what are your evidence? Boko Haram is showing their evidence that they are the ones winning the war. You're going about claiming that you're winning the war. Where is the evidence? Boko Haram is actually showcasing vehicles and weapons they claim, we must allegedly add here, they claim they seized from the Nigerian military during their encounters, their skirmishes in the northeastern part of Nigeria. The military also said that they tried to arrest three people, one of whom they shot, who is an assistant or a deputy for this same man, Shekau, who was seen in the video calling on their fellow jihadists in the Arab world to come to their rescue. We are also reporting this evening that the kidnapped and killed ex-deputy governor of Anambra State, Dr. Chudi Nweke, will be buried on June the 7th. Dr. Chudi Nweke, the former governor of Anambra State, who was abducted and killed by unknown gunmen, will be laid to rest at his home in Ogbunike in Oyi local government area of Anambra State, southeast of the zoo called Nigeria, will be buried on June the 7th, 2013. The remains of the late medical doctor, who served as the Third Republic Deputy Governor of his state, Anambra, under Dr. Chukwuemeka Ezeife, between 1992 and 1993, will be received in Awka, where he will lie in state on Thursday, June the 6th at 10 a.m. Dr. Nweke, who before his death was the ACN, the Yoruba Party, he was the Southeastern National Vice Chairman of ACN, ACN being Action Group, the party that they coined from Awolowo himself, the arch killer of Igbo people. This man, ex-deputy governor of Anambra State, is siding, working for Yoruba people. He is the Southeast National Vice Chairman of ACN and was kidnapped on March the 19th of this year on his way to transact some businesses outside Anambra State. His body was found on April the 7th in neighboring Delta State by the police command. Dr. Nweke was murdered alongside his relative. Not only him was killed, he was murdered alongside his relative who had gone to deliver the demanded ransom to the abductors and his driver. The kidnappers killed the relative also that gave them the money. They took the money. They killed the former deputy governor of Anambra State, this medical doctor, Dr. Nweke. They also killed Dr. Nweke's relative that went to give the money. That is the extent of lawlessness in Nigeria. The world must understand this. The world must know this. If a former deputy governor of a state is not safe in Nigeria, this is the man who is the Southeast National, he is the national vice chairman of ACN, responsible for the Southeast. If this man is not safe, how about ordinary people? This is what is happening in that place. Nobody is reporting this news. Nobody is discussing this very harrowing, painful news that the ex-deputy governor of a state like Anambra is today lying a dead person because kidnappers got hold of him, killed him, and took the ransom money as well. Not only him, also killed the relative that went to deliver the ransom money. We are also reporting this evening that P2B, we are reporting this evening that P2B, the governor of Anambra State, nearly escaped death. Or he escaped death. We wish he hadn't escaped it, but he did. There was a flight they took, the Arik Air flight, from Lagos to Asaba. Because, quite understandably, that was the closest airport to him. He was flying from Lagos to Asaba. They met severe turbulence when they wanted to land at Asaba. It wasn't possible. The flight was again diverted back to Lagos, where it landed around 4:40 in the evening, having been circulating all over the place, waiting for the storm to come down. The pilot announced to them that it was due to the grace of God that they survived, that they survived it due to the grace of God, or that today they would have been dead because of the severity of the storm they encountered. Most of us went very happy when we heard this news, because unfortunately for us, P2B is still alive. The butcher of our people, the killer of Biafrans, the murderer of men and women in Anambra State, the shoot-at-sight order giver. He was the person who ordered for shoot-at-sight against Biafrans in Anambra in 2006. This is the man who is responsible for the incessant slaughter of young people in Anambra State. The fights now going on between various youth factions in Anambra State, he caused it. He led to it. Personally, he survived it. We wish he was dead yesterday, but he didn't. He is still alive and with us. Maybe his Waterloo is coming. He hasn't met that yet. So, Barrister Mamezu, these are our principal headlines this evening. But before I bring you in to comment, let us go to Dr. Chukwuma Egemba to see if we've managed to reestablish contact with him. Doctor, are you there? Can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? I don't think he can. Dr. Egemba, can you hear us? We can hear the signal from his end, but unfortunately, he is not able to hear us. So please, Barrister, if you can go on. These are the principal headlines we're bringing this evening. What is your take on it? How can you summarize it for us so we can move forward, please?
Yeah, in the first instance, you talked about you talked about the Boko Haram claiming some kind of supremacy between the exchange, them and the Nigerian military.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening, Barrister, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the Boko Haram claiming supremacy over the Nigerian military for the war they've been arranging and raging against the Nigerian people, especially the Africans. As you rightly say, if the Nigerian government are claiming their own kind of superiority over the Boko Haram, let them produce the evidence to show that they are winning the war, since the Boko Haram are claiming that they are, in fact, on top of them. That is one. About the former vice governor of Anambra State, the doctor you are talking about, who was kidnapped and killed, I'm a bit confused at that. I mean, if he's working for ACN and is not making any contribution towards the Biafran realization or actualization. What sympathy do we have towards that particular area, Director?
It's because he's a human being. He's got a family. He's an Igbo man. He hasn't done anything to our people. He's been misled. He has joined. He joined a Yoruba party. But you know, these people—they have to look for money. That is who they are. Everything about them revolves around how they're going to get money. So it's rather unfortunate that things are the way they are. But it's very sad. We've lost him. They kidnapped him. If somebody of that magnitude is unable to remain alive in the zoo called Nigeria, who else can be alive? Who else can be alive? That is the difficulty we are having. Who else can be alive if this man is not alive in that country? That is the sad thing about it. That is the sad thing about it. Please, don't you have sympathy? Are you saying you don't have any sympathy for him?
Sorry?
Are you saying you don't have any sympathy for him? Is that what you're saying? That there is no
sympathy? My sympathy is almost the same as the Peter Obi we are talking about, who accidentally, good or bad, missed the air crash that we just had from you. So I don't know if the same sympathy should go to Peter Obi, because I see the two of them as those who are not for Biafrans. I mean, after seeing how the Durbars and the Hausas treated the Biafrans during the Civil War, and now joining their party, what is the essence of that? So I can't see the difference between him and Peter Obi. Peter Obi's own is because he's actively in government, while the former vice governor is no longer in office. But I can say that the two of them are more or less doing the same thing.
That doesn't... Okay, if you say so. If you want to join this conversation, please, you know the number to call. It is right there on your screen. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live from London this evening. You can always get Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co or www.radiobiafralondon.com. Please, if you're listening to Radio Biafra this evening, get your friends to try to join what we are doing, because we are here to enlighten, to educate, to inform, and to analyze the news the way it will be able to help us to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Getting Biafra in truth and honesty is what we are all about. Let us try and see if Eba is able to join us as well. Can you hear me at all? Eba, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Thank you very much. We were not able to establish contact with Dr. Egemba, but we've managed to establish contact with you and with Barrister Mezu, who is on the secure line with us. I'm sure you've been following what we've been discussing and the issues surrounding how the militants in the north are calling on the Arab world to help them, and how we are disintegrating. Out of everywhere, nobody has ever heard of a deputy governor being kidnapped in the north or in the west. These things are problems within our area. This man is dead. Dr. Nweke is dead, abducted and killed. The relative that went to disburse or give them the ransom money also killed in the process. So this is a deputy governor of Anambra State who has been killed. When we tell our people that if you allow problems to fester, it's no more news. Kidnapping is so bad where we come from. Life is so worthless that people dying and being killed in very deplorable circumstances is no longer news. It is not big news anymore. This man is being buried on the 7th. No one has discussed it. No one knows about it, because kidnapping and killing people in Biafra land is no longer news worthy of coverage. What do you make of it, please?
What I have to make of it is that is what they call news suppression. It's not that they don't know about it, but when they get news, they probably assume that it's not important to be mentioned, or it's against if you might set some people's mind to say that there's a security event occurring. So in order not to alarm people a lot as to the gravity of the situation and the ground as far as security is concerned, it deemed it necessary not to report that. And that's probably one of the reasons. And in terms of how the the man standing as towards the Igbo people, the general, is very much in doubt. He's only out for himself and his own political clout has been interested in. So I don't think we should really measure much about it, except that if they could get such a high-profile person, that there's a bit of problem in the country. This, I'm sure that such a man traveling must have a lot of people with him, and for the fact that they managed to be able to kidnap him and then you know kill him without the police actually coming in, how the person, one person could be able to go and deliver a ransom without the police knowing about it at all, I don't understand. It shows you that the country is collapsing. And the second one is the issue of Boko Haram, which you mentioned. Boko Haram did announce that they are winning the war, and we know that Nigerian army has been employing jet fighters to bomb them. The reason why they are think they are using jet fighters is because they couldn't get to them. So they are now using a long arm to go and bomb them wherever they think. But you know these people, they live in scattered huts, called Puja, called Ant Hill. You know, and moreover, he doesn't live in like a community where he'd be able to detect his past. Before he could even get to them, they're all over the place. It's very difficult for them, as you know, to assess how much they have succeeded in dispersing them. And I'm sure the call for the charges, I know that they've been hired, but put on there, I've been vetting and training them. And as we are talking, I'm sure more of them have been trained in all over Arab world. They are coming, and the Nigerian army don't know what to do. I knew, I predicted it a long time ago, that these people, the first attack they carried out in Nigeria was to kill a high-profile police officer. That they are somewhere. But we heard of in Nigeria that a suicide car bomber piloted a high-profile police officer in its own office.
We are having slight difficulty. Are you using hands-free to speak? Are you using a hands-free device to speak? Or are you speaking directly into the phone? Are you using a hands-free device?
Is it not coming?
No, it's not clear at all. You have to disable the hands-free, please. Okay. Disable it and then come back to us. Barrister, you're there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still here, Director.
Yeah, please go ahead. You heard what Eba was saying, talking about the bombast with which these people, the fighters in the north, the Boko Haram insurgents, is attacking the Nigerian military installation, Nigeria coming out and claiming credit when, as Epa said, if you are winning, if you are fighting ordinary insurgents, why are you using fighter jets and bombers to go and bomb them? Why are you using fighter jets and... it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Why are you using jet fighters to go and bomb people? Can anyone explain that?
They are at war without declaring war. I mean, all the information coming from Nigerian media has always been cover up. It's only Radio Biafra that will always excavate the rudimental and the fundamental truth that is happening there. They won't be able to, we are hearing some parchment of information coming from there. The news from Nigeria is never clear. It's never honest, it's just piecemeal. But fortunately for us, Radio Biafra is now on course, if you like, to bring out the reality, what is happening actually in that country that Director calls zoological country.
It's the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It's a zoo. It's the Zoological Republic of Nigeria.
It's not funny. But in reality, when you look at it, you know that indeed it is zoological. But let's be honest, it's unfortunate that the reality is not being relayed to us. We are just finding information from here and there. Since Radio Biafra has started to broadcast, the information is quite clear, it's obvious, it's straightforward, it's forthcoming. And that is why our people need to be upright to support this cause, to support that Biafra comes quicker, to put all the necessary to activate the necessary things to make all hands on deck in order to bring about the Biafra resistance with honesty and truth. And probably it's happening of late. It may be the law of karma is now trying to take hold of those who are betraying their brothers and sisters in Biafra land. Of course, we are sympathizing because death is death. Nobody likes it because it will hurt those who are bereaved. But when you look deep down, all these new occurrences and what is happening, I think the God of Biafra is taking account of the situation.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Barrister. Let us try and see if we have Dr. Egemba on the line, please. Can you hear us? This is radio. Doctor, can you hear us at all now?
Hello, yes, I can hear you loud and clear now on Skype.
Go ahead, please.
Right. Yes, it is. My telephone connection was a little bit shaky, so I have to go on Skype. I've had everything that was said about the deputy governor of Anambra State that died, Boko Haram, and P2B. It is rather unfortunate that someone will be kidnapped, they will receive ransom, and they still manage to kill the person. It is very, very unfortunate. Now, it is rather unfortunate that a man will be kidnapped, a ransom collected, and he himself and his family will be killed at the same time. That this is the height of callousness. As a matter of fact, there may be something more to this, because normally, if the kidnappers are after money, if they are after ransom, they will collect the ransom and free their captive. But the fact that they received the ransom and killed the man and those who are coming to deliver the ransom means there is something else to it. There may be either some political issues around it, there may be something behind it. It is not ordinary kidnapping. This is need to be investigated. And unfortunately, I don't know who is going to carry out this investigation. Is it the Nigerian police? Is it the Delta State police? But whichever of the forces that will carry out the investigation, there's no confidence in Nigerian security system. It is hardly is that something for closure. Something will come out of this matter. It is rather unfortunate that this thing is happening. With regards to Boko Haram, well, the challenge is now up to the federal government to come out and tell us in practice what they are doing. All this while, they have been executing the security operation in the press. Normally, what in the civilized world, what they need to do is to carry crew of journalists, television journalists, video this in to go and carry out, show them what they have done, allow them to carry out independent investigation of what is being done. But this is not done. For the army to carry out whatever exercise they are carrying out and coming to report to us what they feel they want the people to hear is rather unfortunate. Time has gone when anybody can come out, do one thing and report a different thing. This is 2013. This is the age of Facebook. This is the age of Twitter. They are evil, their lies will be exposed. Boko Haram have thrown challenge. Now it is up to the federal government, who is using machine gun to kill ordinary rats, to come and explain to the world the cost of fighting Boko Haram. Does it really justify it? How many people are they fighting? Remember, this is the same federal government who told the entire world that they are fighting a faceless enemy. They don't know who they are fighting. Now, they have used the military arsenal they can muster to fight somebody they say that they don't know where they are. So, they should do Nigerian public a favor by coming out openly to say exactly who they are after. What did they do? Now, it is now for them to counter the claim of Boko Haram. As for P2B, I don't have anything to say in his address because time will come. I will not be happy if he is dead in an accident. I will be happy for him to live. Let the Biafran people, let Igbo people, let Anambra people, pass judgment and carry out whatever punishment that is due to him. It is important that he lives to see what judgment the people will meet on him.
Yes, thank you very much for that. And that is the prayer of everybody, is that this man stays to witness for himself what he has been doing to people, that he witness for him, that he should be able to bear witness to what he has been doing to people, that the same thing can be meted out to him. This is a man who's responsible, who has been responsible for killing people. This is a man who has been responsible for making life intolerable for our people. We cannot allow him to continue for long, because what he's doing is not good to our people. But please, Barrister, if I may ask you, for how long is this whole nonsense in Nigeria going to continue for?
It will continue as long as the entire Nigeria and the people of Biafra wants it to be. If we cut the short, the whole story, and say Biafrans, we are now ready to move away from Nigeria, the whole place will collapse. You will see that Biafrans are the pillar that is holding Nigeria. Look, the Boko Harams, they want us to leave them. They said, join Muslim or you are out. We say we are not joining Muslim. So what is holding us within Nigeria? They have made their life easy for us. We are not the one trying to move away from Nigeria. We're not, in fact, dangerously trying to move away from Nigeria. These people are dangerously killing us, dangerously want to enforce their religion upon you. Now, what are we waiting for? Staying with them. They don't want you, they don't want you. But what baffles me is our people, money, they don't want to move. All our senators, Abuja, allocation, oil money. That is what is happening. And this is what is killing majority of our people who got nothing to do with politics. Yet they are dying. I think it's only maybe one or two isolated cases where you see somebody in government being killed, just like the who we are talking about, who was killed in April and about to be buried in June. So you will see that in most cases, the ordinary people are those who are being killed by the Boko Haram. So we will stay in Nigeria as long as the Biafrans want to remain there. Once we decided to move away from that geological nation or country, as you normally put it,
it's called a garden. You know, sometimes you have zoological garden at universities. It's called a zoological garden. This is a zoological desert because nothing works in that place. Go ahead, please, Barrister.
So that is the fact, Director. The whole problem is within the Biafrans. Those who are holding Nigeria today are the Biafrans themselves. They are the people who want Nigeria to carry on. So you are surprised that some of your people are asking you, now if you get Biafra today, what would you do? What are you doing in Nigeria? For the past 52 years, nothing has worked. Yet your people will still ask you, if you get Biafra today, what would you do tomorrow? your people ask you this question, which is annoying.
It's a very silly question. We have a caller on Skype. Please make sure, before we take your call, please make sure that you've turned your system off. Please make sure that Natalia, it is off, please. That is what we are pleading for, that your system is off before we go and take your call. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Joseph. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, and we said to turn your system down. You didn't hear that. We said turn the system. Banyohi Jinege Radio Biafra and talk to us via Skype. We said this thing time and time and time and time again. People don't listen. We keep saying it until it sinks in. Turn down what you're using. Turn it down so that we can be able to hear you. Please, Barrister, go ahead, please. Or have you finished what you were saying so I can take this call? Let me try and take it anyway. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Yeah, you're calling back, please. Oh, goodness me. It is not working. We'll leave Skype for now. Skype will be suspended for now until our people are more serious about what we're telling them. Barrister, we are receiving information. UCHMFO has written in to say that we shouldn't be wishing any evil on P2B, that it is capable of inciting people, that we shouldn't be wishing him bad. We should leave him to continue to face the consequences of his actions. Is that the viewpoint you take as well?
Director, you had Dr. Ekemba saying that he will be happy to see to leave and see the consequences of what he has caused in Biafran land. Nobody is wishing him evil. We are just saying that it was unfortunate the accident did not catch up with him. We are not wishing him evil. You are not the one causing the accident, neither were you the pilot. So, we are not wishing him evil. May he live and see what he has sowed in Biafra land. So, we here in Radio Biafra do not wish anybody evil. If we are wishing anybody evil, why would you report the killing of the ex-deputy governor of Anambra State? He is not on our side. He formed and joined the Yoruba ACN. We're not wishing anybody evil. We are reporting information as it came.
Can I air my own view? If I don't wish somebody who has killed over 500 Biafrans evil, who will I wish evil then?
No, you are not wishing me evil. You are just expressing your sentiment. That's all. You can't wish evil because you don't produce evil, do you, Director?
Oh, anyway. If you say so, but also if you don't wish him, so this is the reason why. Also, Gowon should be working. We don't wish Gowon any bad either, do we? Gowon should be working out freely. No, we don't wish him any bad. We don't wish him bad, do we?
No, we don't, because if you read what was written in the book of Matthew, God says when you wish your enemy bad, in fact, they will go succeeding. But when you wish them good, you are piling coal of heat on top of their head.
I don't practice New Testament personally. I don't believe it. If you slap me on one side, I turn the other one for you to slap. I don't believe in that at all. That is why we have no dignity. We have no respect from these people. They keep killing you and you keep forgiving them. They keep killing you till when? Till when? Who are we going to wish evil? Then we wish ourselves evil. If we cannot stand up as a people and say that evil is evil, Peter Obi cannot be walking about as a free man when people he killed are in their graves. When this man is holding on to the autopsy report, people are quiet about it as if nothing has happened. Is it because they are not our relatives? They are related to us? That this man can go about killing people and we allow them? In any other country in the world, he will be lynched to death. He will be dead by now. We can't wish good upon people that want to see us to die. This is like wishing good on Boko Haram, wishing good on Hausa people that have been killing our people. It is not proper. It is not proper at all. I don't believe in it. I accept what you're saying, but I don't believe in it.
Director, listen, the Bible says...
No, I don't care what the Bible says. It doesn't bother me. What the Bible says is irrelevant in this case. The Bible is absolutely irrelevant because the people that brought you the Bible killed you as well. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. My name is Pastor from Ukraine.
From Ukraine, go ahead. The world is listening.
Hello, good evening, Alex.
Good evening.
I just joined the debate. I just came from work. I would like to let you have the members of today's news. And I also enjoy what the barrister said, that some people will call and they start asking some annoying questions. Serious leaders, questions are annoying. Somebody call and say, when you get Biafra, what will you do with it? So those questions, sometimes, we don't have option to just, we can't be talking at the same time. Everybody can only be talking at the same time. Sometimes when those questions come, we used to, scatter my head at, what sort of question is it that someone will call in and say, when you get Biafra, what will you do with it? So please, Director, I would like to know the headliners of today's news.
You have to listen. You can't call BBC and ask BBC to give you the headline. It is not possible. That is not how you run a program of this nature. You wait and you listen and then you phone in. You can't come in from work and you stumble and ask us to give you headlines. It doesn't work that way. You listen, first of all. You listen to what is happening and then you make your own contribution. If we start taking calls and giving everybody headline, we'll be here till next year and we'll not even finish, given the volume of calls that are coming in. What the issue I'm taking with Barrister this evening is that if people that kill us all the time, they kill us, we forgive them. They kill us, we forgive them. Of course, they'll keep coming to kill us because we'll forgive them. So killing Igbo people, once you kill us, you'll be forgiven. So you can might as well come and do as you please. Barrister, is not that what we're saying? Hello, Barrister, is that, can you hear me? Barrister, are you there?
No, I'm still here, Director, I'm still here.
I'm referring to you. I said, what do we do? Do we allow people to come and keep killing us until we... At what point are we supposed to retaliate?
Director, this is subject to debate because we've discussed this quite a number of occasions. The fact is that you cannot become Boko Haram. You cannot.
We are not asking to be Boko Haram. At what point will justice be meted out to people? This is docility. And let us forgive. Let us forgive. The people you're forgiving, they keep on killing you. You keep forgiving. You keep forgiving. They keep killing you. You keep forgiving and they kill you. So at what point then? At what point are we going to say enough is enough? At what point are we going to say that? That is what I want to know.
Well, good question, Director. But let me put it this way. At what point should we say enough is enough? At the point that when all Biafrans come to rally together and say, now we are no longer in government with the Nigerian government.
Let us take this call. Barrister, we'll come to you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Oh, sir. I'm Kevin from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, for what Barrister saying? Yeah, I'm Harry from Malaysia.
Go ahead. Talk to us and don't listen to your... Talk to us. I don't know why the lines are not clear this evening. This is Radio Biafra. Can you please kindly give us your name and where you're calling from, please? This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you are, please.
I am Tango Docho. I'm calling from Greece.
Tango Docho from Greece. Go ahead.
Yes. To keep something in what you are saying, you know, this is what used to happen in what so-called Nigeria. You know, that's why people is afraid of Muslims today. The Muslims are there succeeding in everything they're doing. When you kill one Muslim, they will kill 20 of you or 100 of you. But when you kill Christian, they will say, God forgive you. God will do this. And God will keep you. That's why I believe in Moses' law. If you beat me in one side, I will beat you in the second side. So, as what you are talking about, Peter Obi, see how he's doing, killing people and killing people. People say, let me forgive him, and he continues doing it. That's why people in Nigeria, the Muslim is leading us, and they're leading because of everybody is afraid of them. Because when you kill them, they will kill you more.
Maybe that. Thank you very much, our brother. I don't know if you have finished because it is something I want to put to Barrister Mamezu, that this idea of turn the other cheek, let's leave it to God. God will solve the problem. That is why we cannot get our independence. That is why we cannot be free as a people.
Excuse me. That is why people are playing with us today in Nigeria. They are playing with us because they know that whatever they do us, they will see. That's why we are failing and failing. We're talking of Biafra every day. They are not support because we cannot do anything. No, we cannot do anything. So they are riding on us. But when it comes inside of Muslims, they will say, leave them. You know, these people, they will do it. Everybody will respect them. So say what you are saying, my brother.
Thank you very much. I accept what you're saying. Let us see if we have other people who will concur with what you just said. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Uche Mafo.
Yes, Uche, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to contribute to the topic. I sent a text message saying that Peter Obi should not be wished death in this way, because if he dies in an accident, it is a quick way to a resting place. He should live and see the consequences of what he did. The same goes with any prominent political leaders.
So what you're saying is that you're not forgiving them, as Barrister Mamezu is suggesting. Let's leave it to God. Let God forgive them of their sins.
Not forgiving them. But they should be put through slow and painful experience for them to see how it is.
Okay. You've clarified that, Uche, but remain where you are. Let us go to this caller on Skype and see what they have to say, but stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, the caller on Skype who can hear you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Chris. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. They have gone. Yes, please, Uche, go ahead. Go ahead, please. What you are saying?
Yes, well, what I'm saying is that all these political leaders, they somebody like Peter Obi, the leaders of all these organizations that are meeting out atrocious that are killing our people, should be brought to book. Not just shooting them and they die. They have to experience the painful aspect of what they are doing. They have to, you know, explain that consequence. They have to live to see the consequences. In terms of mass murdering of our people, it is an eye for an eye, tit for tat. That's what I believe in.
Let us see. We will see. Thank you. I like that you've clarified it. It is tit for tat and eye for an eye. Let us see if Barrister Mamezu is of the opinion to clarify himself, because I want Barrister to move from where he is, his position right now, to come over to my position, which is that these people must experience something as heinous, as painful as they dished out to people. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, Director. I'm just waiting for you to call my name
Okay, go. Is you I'm referring to? Is you I'm talking to? What is your take on this? What exactly is your take on it? Because we cannot look at the state. We've just come back from Israel. In the state of Israel, they hunted down everybody implicated in the mass murder of the Jews in Europe. Everybody, they did not leave any stone unturned. If they cannot bring you to justice, they will kill you. To let you understand the pain that the families are going through as well. To ask me to somehow allow these people to be walking about free is paining me. It's paining me. Because families are dying. People are dying every blessed day as a result of the policies of these very barbaric, very criminally minded, very wicked people. I can't wish them well. I cannot wish them well.
Yeah, Director, I sympathize and empathize with your position. But the fact still remains that the Afrans, we are not given to hatred. We are not given to some kind of stringent way of doing things. We are peaceful, happy, loving people. And because of the situation presented to us by the Boko Haram, we cannot overnight change from a very peaceful, quiet nation to a violent one. We cannot. If you want us to become a mosaic kind of society, eye for eye, we need re-education. It will take a different century. The Biafrans are peace-loving people. Regardless of what we face at the current situation, we cannot change. We cannot move from where we've been to a different culture. Our culture is our culture, and we remain who we are. But if you are asking me, how do we solve the current situation, what we are doing is gathering speed. We are at the verge of getting into the promised land that we always have the vision that we eventually get there. We cannot do otherwise. What we are doing is exactly what we should do, and that is what we are doing exactly. Gather our people together. Make sure that everybody comes out in mass to protest, to show that we are dying peacefully. We are not using guns. We are not Muslims. The Muslims are those who can pick guns and kill easily. Christians are not going to be like that. For us to go into some kind of Muslim life, we need a different aspect or outlook about life. That's my own take.
I accept what you're saying, but I wholeheartedly disagree with you. In toto, from top to down, I do not agree in any way, shape, or form, because it is this type of docile attitude they slap you. The same people that, okay, the same people that brought us the Bible, that brought you the Bible, because I'm not one of you anymore, that brought you the Bible. I have been and seen where God came from in Israel. And I'm not one of you anymore, carrying New Testament about all over the place. It's deception. So why did the people that brought you, if they slap you on one side, turn the other side, why did they kill us when they came? Those that brought us the Bible, why did they kill us when they are coming? Why don't they just come in and preach? If we don't convert, then they go back. Why was it that they backed up the missionary people with guns behind them? Why? That today they're telling us, slap you on one side, other people are stealing your resources. They say, if they slap you here, you turn here, and they slap you. They keep killing you. And you're praying. Oh, no, I don't accept that at all. Let's go and take this call from Skype. But barrister, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
Hello?
The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Give us your name and where you are. We can hear you. Give us your name and where
you are. Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from Malaysia. I'm Andy.
Andy from Malaysia. Make your points. Go ahead. Make your points.
Yes. Please, director, I want to ask you something, please.
Go ahead.
The way you are talking there is as if you have any plan to deal with these people that you're talking about?
Of course, we have plans to deal with them. If you've been following what Radio Biafra has been saying, we said we have three steps to get Biafra, three stages to get Biafra. Number one, we have a worldwide demonstration, build up what is called a momentum, take the power given to us by our people living everywhere on this planet. We go home and drive away the workers of iniquity, including all the governors, all of them. We drive them away. Then we face
the United States. What I really mean...
Go ahead.
Yes, what I really mean is this. If we have anything on the ground there in back home, that will take care of these people, because if we are here talking about them, then if we are here talking about them, it's as if we are beating about the bush.
If you follow what we are saying, I will repeat what I said, so you follow it line by line. We said there are three stages. Three stages, not one. You can't send people back home to do anything unless you have the consent and the following of Biafrans all over the world. That is why we need to have this worldwide demonstration. That is number one. You get a worldwide momentum going. Get people to understand what we are going to do. Get people to back up this project by Radio Biafra. We then go home and do this stage that you're talking about. We can't be abroad asking people back home to do something for us. We have to, are asking for volunteers. We then go home and drive away these workers of iniquity from where we come from. After that, we face our enemies, the Nigerian government. It's very simple. Because these are the people stopping us from getting Biafra. Not Boko Haram. Hausa people, they want Islamic State in the north. Hausa people, they want to be free. That's why they're fighting. So it's not anybody now telling you, oh, Hausa is holding us, Nigeria is holding us. The person is deceiving him or herself. If they're holding us, why is Buhari funding Boko Haram to create an Islamic State in the north? Why is Babangida giving money to Boko Haram so they can create an Islamic State in the north? Why is Atiku Abubakar doing the same thing? They want their own separate northern country. So they're not holding you. The people holding you are these criminals in place. These people with the stolen money they got from our land went and built businesses in the north and everywhere else. They are the ones holding us prisoners. Peter Obi, Rochas Okorocha, Theodore Oje. These are the criminals holding, stopping us from getting Biafra. No other person is holding us in that useless zoo. People must understand this. If the five southeastern houses of assembly come together and vote and say we want to collapse all our houses into one and call it Biafra, there is no law on earth that can stop them, because they have done so legally. Is there? But they will not do it because of the criminal elements within our midst. If you don't remove them, if you go to the farm now to go and plant something, will you just go to a forest and start planting something? Will it germinate?
No.
You have to clear the bush first of all. You have to clear the bush and burn it, and then you can start to plant cassava or yam. Then that cassava or yam will grow. Even when it's growing, you're weeding it. You're taking away all the weed. You have to go and remove the weed so that the weed will not choke the plant or the seed you have planted. That is how life is. If people are asking us to go back to the same uncleared farm and go and plant something, it will not germinate. The weed will kill it. And the weed we're talking about.
Excuse me. In that case, I will suggest that we should not be online talking about how you are going to deal with this people, because this is a plan that we know. Because once you tell your enemy. Once you tell your enemy that you are coming, your enemy will work for you. So, for us, talking on air about how we are going to deal with them, it's better for us to hatch the plan and we'll go there and deal with them seriously.
I would. What you're saying is correct, but I will stand to correct one impression. When the Arab revolt started, their leaders knew that they were coming. The leaders knew that the masses were coming and the masses came after them. In every revolution in the world, you know that the masses are coming and they will come after you. We are not hiding anything. We are saying that these men and women are guilty of crime against our people. They have killed, not just stolen our money. If you steal the money as a governor or whoever, we can leave you alone. But to also steal our money, deny us decent education, deny us infrastructural development, deny us even the ability to survive. Look at Peter Obi, for instance. This man has never conducted any local government election in 8 years. He was voted into power by popular vote. He was put there to uphold the laws of the land, so to speak. He has never conducted not one single local government election. All the money due to local government, he has been stuffing his pocket, building shopping malls in Abuja. Peter Obi and his followers must know that the clash of righteousness and darkness must happen. They will know that we are coming because we are not cowards. They will know that we are coming. And let them do whatever they can to stop us from coming. Then let us ask God in heaven if he is in support of darkness or of light. It's very simple. So it's not a question. We are leading a popular revolution. We are not doing a coup. It's not a coup. They will know that we are coming. So they will run away from where they are. They are criminals. So you cannot be go and deal with a criminal and you're begging the criminal, oh, please, let them not know we are coming. No, let them know that we are coming because righteousness is on our path, because we have truth behind us. And we want to let them know that the killing has to stop. P2B cannot go and bring a Hausa commissioner for police to be killing our own people in our own country. They have no right to suffocate young men and dump their bodies in a zoo river, which everybody seems to have forgotten. They have forgotten. No woman, the people died and were dumped in the river. Everybody has confidently forgotten because it's not your brother that was killed. What type of life is that? Let me tell you people something. If we don't arrest this type of behavior, I'm telling you in 5 years there will be no Igbo country. God will destroy the whole place. What type of rubbish is this? Are you telling me in England you go and kill 100 people and dump their bodies in the river and you go free? Are you telling me that? Yoruba people are in trouble in this country for killing one soldier. There is something called racial profiling. Yoruba people will be in very serious trouble in England for the killing of the soldier. Are you telling me that life means nothing to us? That somebody can come out in the morning, go and bring a Hausa person to kill our people and dump their bodies in the river and people are not talking about it?
Anyway, director, I'm really in support of what you're saying. I think we should start from our energy people, because they're the people that weighing us down. Understand?
Of course they're weighing us down because we.
There are people that are weighing us down, and we should start from them and taking them one after the other. Because once we take them one after the other, then others will learn from them.
Of course, I agree with you completely, and that is what we are going to do. They will know that we are coming, and we will deal with them because they are criminals. When you're going to judge a criminal, you don't hide. You don't run away from a criminal. The world must know that these are rogues. Neither Wundioshi, they are petty criminals. The only difference between these people and highway robbers is that they occupy a political office. There is no difference whatsoever. There is no difference whatsoever. Forces of darkness that they gave to us. Is Dr. Gemba there, please? You come and join the debate.
Yes, Nande. I heard what all you said and wishes so far. But one clarification I want to make for the benefit of our listeners and obviously but their own reason is the issue of T2B. I am not, will not, never support T2B going scot-free for modern. as Uche said, which I support. We don't want Obi to die in accident. He will attract, it will give him the sympathy. It will cover. It will cover. People will overnight forget the atrocities he committed against our people, and they will be blaming accident for killing him. What I want, what I will prefer, if you ask.
Your line is going. Your line is going. It is not stable. It is going. It is going. I understand the point you're trying to make. If you can please come back to us. The point you're making, which Uche made as well, and which I support. In a way, I support that. But what the only person I have problem with is Barrister Mamezu. I don't support what Barrister is saying today. And Barrister, you're there, I presume, yes?
Yeah, I'm still here, Director.
Yes, yes, Barrister, I disagree with you wholeheartedly. There is no scope or room for forgiveness. We will not forgive these people. Not now, not ever. If by facing trial, the first trial, and the next day they say, oh, please leave him. Can't you see he's wearing glasses? His face, he talks like a woman. You know, he speaks like a woman. Oh, can't you see his voice? He's talking like a child. Because of that, let's leave him. That's what will happen. They start quoting Matthew for you. That Matthew said, leave judgment to God. No, we won't leave judgment to God. What do you have to say, please?
Director, I wouldn't say I entirely disagree with you, but I did in one portion, in the portion that vengeance is left for God. But if you think that we will have to take the vengeance of ourselves, then of course we have to realign ourselves. But with the current situation of Biafrans and our attitude and the way we are being ministered to and the way we are brought up by our Christian forefathers, then it will be difficult for us to follow the Mosaic law. This is why the Muslims are acting the way they are acting, because they were brought up that way rudimentary from scratch. We were not brought up that way. We are giving forgiveness in our heart, face, our body. Now, for us to reverse our trend, as I said, it took a very long time.
Okay, let's see if other people agree with you. We want people that agree with what Barrister Mamezu is saying. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Obila Antuni. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
Director, good evening. I'm 101% behind you. I want to make some impression regarding religion and politics. Honestly, there is a big difference between religion and politics, especially our Christian religion. We should understand that. That is why when Christ came, he was absolutely against the religious leader, the rulers of the world. So if we are into politics, we should, I am a Christian, I am a devoted Christian. I believe in everything regarding Christianity from Genesis to Revelation. But if we should deal with politics, we should keep Christianity aside, because Christianity has nothing to do with politics. It's only in Christian, it's only a Christian who will tell that if you slap him in this way, you will turn the other side. If you bring that mentality into politics, definitely you are going to lose in total. You will not live up to 1 hour. Even a growing nation will come and deal with you. So when we are fighting for politics, we should use the word. We should use the tools that is supposed for that. And if we should come to Bible, like some of us are quoting the Bible, the Bible also said that for the soul that sinneth shall die. For the soul that sinneth shall die. Let Pitopi die. Let Rochas, let all of them die, because they are killing our people. We are suffering for years. Let them die. We should not have a pity. We should not have sympathy over an evil man. Evil man deserves his death. I don't believe in that part of scripture that says, let my enemy live long. Because when he lives long, he will remember Christ and repent and go to heaven. Let him die and face his consequences. This is what I want to contribute. And I would like to bring it up here. Let us discuss how we are going to remove these people, how this revolution is going to take part, not in Nigeria, but in Igbo land as a whole. Whoever that has been a political leader that died or they kidnapped him, that is his own consequences. That is the nemesis he has facing. We should also understand this, that the God that is ruling the political world is not the God we are serving in the church. Because this is what like here in Malaysia, the Buddhists call the karma, the law of karma or whatever. So when he's trying to deal with his people, the people that have offended him, people should understand, like that of Peter Obi or the ex-vice deputy governor, whatever. Because you can't tell me that you will be in such a position in Nigeria, in Igbo land, without soiling your hand in our own area. We all know what they are doing. Hello?
Go ahead, we are listening to you. Go ahead, we are listening to you. Go ahead.
Obinantuli should go ahead, right?
Yes, Obinantuli, please wait where you are. Let's take this call. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Jude.
Jude, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Japan.
Jude from Japan. It's good to hear from Japan today. Japan has been sleeping. Please go ahead.
Yes.
The whole world is listening.
What I want to say is that because I'm listening to what you people are saying in the Radio Biafra, you know?
Yes.
This is a fight of God. And I'm saying, many people have already contributed this before, but I myself, I'm saying it because I know. You know? This is a fight of God. There is a message that God already sent for Biafra to liberate the Biafran state. You know? And he is doing it with his God. And the Nigerian people are receiving the heat. You know? So, when people are talking on the Radio Biafra, they are keeping God aside, condemning the Bible, saying that the white man came to Africa with a gun to bring religion to us. You are talking the Holy Spirit. You know?
Stay where you are. Tell me how we are insulting. Is our own Holy Spirit different from the ones who are killing us?
Someone is, I have forgotten his name, this one that is speaking in Egypt, Biafra, London. He's saying that the white men brought Christian religion and with a gun, they are forced to be following Christianity.
Yes.
Christianity is the religion of the Jews, and we are the main Jews. Our forefathers immigrated from the ancient Israel in the 16th century to Africa. Yeah, we are not hermetics of Africa. So it doesn't mean that you are in the media. You have to have information and know what you speak, you know? Because when you are talking like this is war of God, you know? This is not something you have to come out and say, we want to be radical, you want to carry gun. You have carried gun before you failed. But now God already sent a Moses that you liberate the Biafra state.
And what is this Moses? In the basket? In the river, or he's grown up? Moses is grown up, or he's in the basket?
Thank you. You know, in the Bible history, you know the story of Moses. How they put him in the river, and the daughter of Pharaoh took him and brought him up. This is not something we have to be exposing in the Radio Biafra, but when the time comes, you will know. Already, God is dealing with the Nigerian government. Nigeria has no peace already.
Okay.
You know?
So this Moses is where now? In the basket, or he has grown up? You've not answered my question. Where is the Moses? In the basket?
I'm telling you that God has already sent a Messiah that will liberate the Biafran state.
Okay. But we don't know who the Messiah is. We don't know his name or where he comes from.
A lot of people know him. Like if you are reading this one, they used to contribute so far in common space vacuum. They are not like exposing their faith because the word of God is different from the word of man. You know?
Okay.
So what I'm trying to contribute, because I had what you people are saying, I know you people don't know what is going on. That's why I want to contribute.
Yeah,
you know?
Tell us what is going on. We want to know what is going on. Please educate us. We want to know.
What is going on is that God has already sent a lot of plagues to Nigerian government and is dealing with them. And But when they are listening to Radio Biafra, they are hearing and laughing, they are laughing, you know? They are saying these people that they are in radio don't even know what is happening. They are not cooperating. They are not in good order. They have not put their movement in order. Because at this thing, the message you are giving to them is what they are experiencing that is hitting them. They are with respect. Yeah, these people are serious. And they know what is happening. But when you are talking about that, and the other thing, they know the secret of what is happening to them.
So who knows? Don't go away. We want to understand very, very clearly. We want to understand what you're saying because we want to buy into this. If Messiah has come, then we're wasting our time here. Let us wait for the Messiah to come out. So you're telling me we have a type of Moses. You don't know this Moses. Nobody knows who he is. The Moses is quiet. We have a Moses who is quiet, who don't speak. You have read the Bible. I believe you have read the Bible very well. And I respect your knowledge of the scriptures. First of all, let me take you what you have said one after the other. I have just returned from Jerusalem. I have come back from the Holy Land of Israel. Christianity is not the religion of the Jews, number one. Religion of the Jews is called Judaism. That is number one fact I need to get you to correct immediately. And secondly, because we are the directly chosen children of God, God said that I have made their gods for them. Let them approach me however they want. Our forefathers used to worship the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, before the white man came. Nobody can educate me on the virtues of spirituality. Our forefathers used to live, let me finish. Our forefathers used to live on the truth, and the truth alone, and they survived for centuries. So nobody, I don't need education from that. If you are telling me, you will come in a minute. Don't be in a hurry. Our people are listening. Okay. They are listening very attentively to these exchanges. So please don't be in a hurry. I'll give you space to say what you want to say. But what I'm trying to do is to take to task what you have said one after the other. Christianity is not a religion for the Jews. That is number one. So that fact is wrong. Number two, we have a Moses who is not coming out when the people are dying. That does not confirm with the biblical Moses. Moses in the Bible came out and fought for his people when these people were dying. Moses saw an Egyptian and a Jew fighting. Moses helped the Jew to kill the Egyptian. So this type of Moses that you don't see, and they're killing us and putting us in a Zoo River. This Moses you don't see, Boko Haram is killing us. What type of Moses? That's why I asked you, is this Moses still in the basket or is he walking? That's why I asked you.
Can I talk now?
Yes, you may.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, what I'm trying to say is that, as what you said, that the Jewish religion is not Christianity. Who are the real Jews? Do you think that the Jews you see in Israel today are the real Jews? Read your Bible. Read Deuteronomy from 1 to 64. Read Deuteronomy from 1 to 64. And you will find out that God already caused the Igbos, the blacks, are the real Jews. God already caused them because they have forgotten, they are trying to worship another God. And God told them in this verse that I'm telling you, that they will never, where they will go, where their enemies will tell them, they will never serve another God. They will even serve the stone and the wood. You know? So if you are telling me of the ancient way the Africans used to serve their God, that was thought of God. And finally, when their punishment is finished, God sent these missionaries, you see, these white men. They are the ones who took that our religion from us. Out of jealousy. You know?
God
they
sent,
are the ones who also God used them to bring back.
God sent uncircumcised people to come and minister to circumcised people. Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me?
Among the Gentiles, there are also the chosen ones. Among the Gentiles, there are also the chosen ones.
I ask you, do you know the covenant? Let me ask you a question. Do you know the covenant between man and God? The expression of the covenant between man and God. Do you know what it is? The physical manifestation of that. Do you know what it is? It is called circumcision of the foreskin. Even Abraham, at a very old age, had to be circumcised in order to be initiated into the fold of God. You are telling me that Igbo people from time that they were created on this earth have been circumcising, and you're telling me I will take scriptures from people who are circumcised? What are you telling me? Which part of the Bible are you reading? Which part of the Bible are you reading? I'm asking you.
What?
To take instructions from people who are circumcised. To minister to circumcised people, the only physical covenant between man and God is the circumcision of the foreskin. What are you telling me? That I should take Bible from people who don't know what they are talking about? Have you? You are telling me about Deuteronomy. You've read it very, very well. Have you read where it says? Hang on, let me finish, please, my dear brother. What we must realize is this: if you cannot see anything wrong with the version of Christianity that you're preaching, that is between you. That is why we have our own way of life, between you and your God. As for me, my ancestors were more intelligent than the crop of idiots we have now. My ancestors formed the Kumeku. The Hausa armies were stopped. We fought the British every inch of the way until Asaba fell. For anybody to stand up and to tell me, to preach to me, to try to convince me that somehow there is this mute Moses who is deaf and dumb somewhere, who cannot speak. This Moses who is somewhere and our people are dying and this Moses cannot talk. And this Moses is grown up and is walking up and down. My brother, I pity a lot of people.
My brother, I want to tell you something. You are talking, the way you are talking yourself, you know, because for you to be promoting all those type of gods that our father worshipped because God caused them, is inviting evil forces. In this revelation, of God. What I'm trying to let you know, for you to be asking me where is this Moses, the word of God is different from the word of man.
Let us do our...
It's not when he will come out, let me tell you, it's not when he will come out, he will do this, he will do that. Everything he is doing, let me tell you, he prophesied something that shaped the whole world, if you don't know. His prophecy shaped the whole world, the person I'm telling you about. And a lot of people in Igbo land even know the story, they don't know this person in person.
Okay.
You know?
It's a secret process.
So you are talking like this, but it means we are, you people are giving wrong information.
What is the wrong information you're giving? You are telling me that I want for. You do know who is Chukwu Abiyama to start with? I want to source to watch.
Chukwu Abiyama.
Yes. Who is he?
Chukwu. There is nothing like Chukwu Abiyama. If you are talking Chukwu Abiyama, you are making a very big mistake.
Anyway,
you know?
Where did you grow up?
Chukwu Kachikene, Chukwu Keruwanine. Yeah, that is the Almighty God. There's nothing like Chukwu Abiyama or Amadiwa. All those things that
no, where did you grow up? Let me ask you. Where were you born and where did you grow up?
No, I'm just contributing. We are not quarreling. For you to be asking me,
where did you grow up? Did you grow up in the village?
Why are you asking me like this?
Because
I'm not trying to contribute.
I accept your contribution. We all have freedom of speech. You can say your mind and I say mine. I'm asking you, where did you grow up? Where were you born and where did you grow up?
You don't ask me that type of way. It's insult now. No, when you're asking me that way,
it will be an insult because we have said this and I will say it again. People born outside Igbo land don't understand how Igbo land functions. They come on holiday for 2-3 weeks and they go back to wherever they are. What I'm telling you today is that our ancestors used to worship Chukwu Abiyama means Chineke Nanke Non Igwe, Chineke Nke Purumi Henine, the only one God. We are the only people without an image of God. The same thing with the ancient biblical Jews. We don't have God depicted. Forget Omuarosi Iberibe potentially as a corruption of our way of life. It is not the ancient Igbo way of life. We don't have anybody between us and God. You pray to God direct. That is, I have said this thing to you. The only thing that makes you a chosen child of God from the Bible itself, since you read the Bible, is circumcision of the foreskin. We are the only people to adopt it in the forest where we occupy in the whole of West Africa. Go and ask anywhere. On the eighth day, according to the Bible, what the Bible said, you circumcise your son on the eighth day of the week. That is what we do. On the eighth day of the month, rather. From the day the child is born, on the eighth day, you second. That day, the child is bonding with God as a chosen child of God. We are to tell me that somebody brought you New Testament, a man who is uncircumcised. Please, my dear brother, go and read the Bible again very, very well.
Okay, there is something I want to tell you. There is something you people are, we are talking about the people they see, that they, about the dead body they saw in a river.
Yes.
You know? And if you are accusing Peter Obi, this is what I have in the radio Biafra.
Yes.
Anybody who is accusing Peter Obi is making a very big mistake. You know?
Why?
Those people you saw, those dead bodies you saw in that river, they are enemies that we are trying to penetrate the land. And they are perish. You know?
So
you people don't know what is exactly is happening.
Okay, thank you. My brother, let me ask you a question. So you're telling me that those boys who were listed, who were in Masop, that the bodies we have found are the penetrating Igbo land?
Yeah, we are not in Masop. Do you know they took their body in the hospital to determine what killed them? They didn't find any bullet on their body. What are you talking? You are you people.
Hang on. I want to help. Have you seen the result of the autopsy?
The result of the autopsy didn't find anything that
have you seen the result of the autopsy? It's a very simple question. Have you seen it?
That's what I'm telling you now. The result of the autopsy didn't show that they were killed by bullets.
Have you seen it, yes or no? Have you seen the result of the autopsy?
Yes, I have.
Where is it? You want to see it?
What?
Who is holding the result? Is it Moses holding it? Who is holding the result of the autopsy?
Moses said, according to Moses, he said that those people killed were enemies trying to penetrate Igbo land.
So Moses has the autopsy of our brothers killed in the river. Dumped their bodies.
Anyway, what happened is that you people are taking this in the other way. What happened is that I have told you, if you people think you can get Biafra with violence, you try. Then when Moses is thinking, we tell you people, okay, go ahead. If you think you can get Biafra with the violence, you go and try the Nigerian people.
Okay, no problem.
The Nigerian people are now crying. They are crying. I know they are finished. This is the work of God. You people don't even know what is happening. I'm trying to educate you on what is happening. Okay. And you people don't want to listen.
So the Northerners getting their own Islamic state is the work of God. Yes, I agree. And we have a Moses who is somewhere. waiting for the feast to be prepared so he'll come and eat and say he predicted. When the Americans, let me finish. When the Americans said that Nigeria will break up in 2015 or before, everybody, even a child in the womb, knows about this information. So I don't know where your own Moses is, but I know where my own Moses is. You have a Moses you nobody can see. A Moses that is telling me that our brothers, that Peter Obi ordered shoot at sight in 2006 to kill. The people that were suffocated at SARS in Okuzo. You're telling me this nonsense this evening that they're protecting Iboland. People that Uchenna Madu went to the court and testified before the Senate and called the names of the people. One of them is a student that the father even sued the police in Anambra that they're penetrating Iboland. A boy is in school in Iboland, protecting Iboland. People in Masop agitating for Biafra, protecting Iboland. Is that what they're feeding you? I am ashamed and disappointed. Anyway, thank you for calling all the same. Is Barrister Mamezu there, please? It's Jerome. Jerome, you've been holding on very patiently. Is Jerome there? Jerome, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Yeah, please go ahead. You've had our exchanges with our dear brother from Japan. They said we'd have a Moses. Nobody knows where the Moses is. Maybe he's still in a basket growing up. Nobody knows where the Moses is. But go ahead and make your point all the same.
But the gospel truth is that whatever Christianity or the English, let me call the English, they actually polluted our land, because in the beginning, the Igbo culture will be there, and the Igbos or the Igbo land is customed and legally bound. You understand me? There's a certain things you can never do. You understand? And there's a certain things, if you do them, it's not about the Holy Ghost, I have repented. If you do some certain things, these certain things will happen to you. It's just like in this UK, for example, or let me give one example. If you want to go and buy something...
Jerome, you're with us, so stay where you are. You're with us. Let's take this call on the phone. You're with us, so stay where you are, please. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Ghana.
Paul from Ghana, go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to contribute because of the last caller from Japan.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason why I just want to say this is that, you know, I don't like the way the argument went, because, for instance, he has his own opinion. And if he calls and says something, I think the best thing for us to do is to listen to him. Okay? We listen to him. After saying that, we continue. But if we start arguing, you know, on air, I don't think it's wise thing to do, because other people are listening. It looks as if maybe there was a heated argument, and it shouldn't be so. That is just what I want to say. So we should know how we moderate... We moderate whatever we are doing. If somebody calls, even with his own opinion or diverse opinion, we should be able to listen to the person and just find a way to, calm everything and progress. That's what I just want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if you can stay there for a second, there is a mistake we make all the time, and this is why nothing progresses where we come from. When you debate with people, they call it argument. When you criticize somebody, they say you're attacking the person. The only way to get the truth is to cross-examine somebody. When somebody comes on the air and makes a very spurious and wild allegation that the Bible brought to me by people who are uncircumcised is far more superior to what I had before then, when there was no crime, when there was no this stupid politicking going on, I shouldn't cross-examine him. We cross-examine people. The new Biafra we are going to build, we will have different political parties fighting for office. We want to train ourselves right now to begin to accept that we are going to have very robust debates in the future. It doesn't mean we're fighting
for each other. Okay, let me ask you. Thank you for saying that. But let me ask you one thing. You know, I am a Biafran and I believe in God. But what if I'm a Biafran? At the end of the day, I want to become a Muslim.
Nothing stops you. It's your choice.
Asare Dokubo is a Muslim. He's a Muslim, but he does not see eye to eye to Muslims. I mean, he say what he wants to say. So if he believes that is his belief.
Yes.
That is his belief. It doesn't mean that all Biafran should believe in what he believes in.
No. If you listen to the program yesterday, our brother Abdulaziz Okoro called from Turkey. We accepted his call in good faith. He wants to fight for Biafra, and we welcome him. People must understand that we know our own culture. If you want to become an idol worshiper, it's up to you. It's between you and your Ogunachigi. But what we are saying is that to tell me that we have a Moses who's sitting in a basket somewhere, who doesn't talk, who doesn't speak, who is not prepared to lead, you're waiting for the houses to grab the country and then
No problem. That is his belief. That's what I'm trying to say. That is his belief. So we shouldn't waste our time on that. Let him believe in what he believes. If he believes that TB Joshua is the Moses or whoever that is the Moses, no problem. But let us not focus on that and let it not, you know, we have a limited time to listen to other important issues.
That is
so
correct.
I'm just trying to suggest that we shouldn't dwell on such such discussion because I don't see any meaningful thing coming out from it because except he will believe what he believes and you will try to prove to him that what he believes is really so. And believe you hear me that this man is not going to change because of whatever you tell him tonight.
Who told you that? He will think. People listen to Radio Biafra and they think and they repent and we accept them. Thank you, my brother, for calling and God bless you. Thank you very much. Yes, Jerome, you're there and the debate is still raging. Please go ahead.
I'm trying to. My point is that in a country whereby we are believing in Christianity, forgive your son. This is not the way of our people. This is not the way of our father, our ancestors. Their way before is that we have a palo. This is a custom. So you have to if you don't do it, you face the death consequences. There's nothing to do and the powers, too much power. It's time to kill them. But now those powers have been broken because of
Jerome, I ask you something. Anybody who knows the Bible knows this very fact. The covenant, the first sign, the only sign that Abraham had to perform to show God his loyalty on him, his own self. Forget about the sacrifice of Isaac. It's circumcision of the foreskin.
Yes.
Ibiugu. Yes. Which we practice. I was asking Israelites, the Hebrews in Israel, if some of you are saying that Igbo people are not, why is it that we do our own circumcision on the same day as you people? The eighth day. And you're telling me that somebody who is uncircumcised, don't you know who go to the Bible? In Aya.
Now,
let's take this call and tell our brother who is on Skype to wait, please. Hello, are you there? Obilo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Director.
Yes, please make it very brief. We have somebody waiting on the phone as well from India. Please go ahead.
All right, I just want to conclude. There was people that called yesterday. There were people that called yesterday from Malaysia. They were asking if whether the 10-man committee is meeting. So I think if they are serious, they would have contacted us since. Because from my leader here, Ikechukwu, and other ones, we have not gotten any information. So I'm just using it to help the Radio Biafra. It is someone might just wake up from bed and heard that the Radio Biafra is there and it will just bring up a one or two argument. Somebody who have not been following the program. I will find the Bona Pay the Luka. When you join such a thing, all you need to do is just to listen. Maybe a day or 2 days, go through the old broadcast that is on the site there. Then before you understand, then just for you to come and throw up a word. This is media. We are fighting for something that is good, something beneficial, something that will help us in future. Don't just bring a point because it is you or whatever that will bring argument into the whole world or pollute the whole people's mind. You may pollute others, but for me, Obi Anthony, you can never pollute mine.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much, Obi Anthony from Malaysia. You are through to the whole world via Radio Biafra Broadcasting from London. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening. My name is... good morning from India. My name is Christian.
Christian from India, go ahead.
First, I want to say the caller from Japan. Yes, I will agree with him that God is working on behalf of the Biafrans as against Nigeria. Yes, I will agree on that note. But the issue of Moses being born, or if he's born or is he an infant, that I don't know. And I want to bring to his knowing that first, we always have this impression or belief that religion is God. Religion is not God. We have God, and God is God. We can't take it away from him. Take, for instance, a child being born in a Muslim home. He is taught how Allah is the superior or whatever. With that belief, he grows up and he believes no other thing other than what he was taught right from infant. Same thing with a child being born in a Christian home. And we ask ourselves, and we take our time to ask ourselves, this Bible or this Christianity or this Muslim Islamic religion we are practicing, how does it relate to God? Is religion God? Is Christianity to God? I hate it when people feel, when we mention issues of Christian, being trying to see the realities on ground as a Christian or in Christian Christianity as a whole. They begin, they get angry and they feel you are abusing God or you are trying to blaspheme. That I don't like. And I want him to know, secondly, that if God is working, as I agree, I seriously agree with him, God is working against Nigeria for the favor of the Biafran. Yes, but has he ever occurred to him or thought about it that God will use somebody he needs somebody, a capable person to make it materialize or realize this issue in the favor of bringing out the Israelites from the Egypt, as the case of Nigeria is. Secondly, I want him to know that religion is not God. Let's fix that, and Christianity is a fraud, and I've taken my time to check it, and I really believe I am convinced Christianity is a fraud. You don't tell me somebody that is not circumcised brought a religion to me and I should take it. So that is my contribution from India.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Christian. Don't go away. By your name, you are brought up as a Christian, so are all of us.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Some of us even know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But there is nothing greater than the truth in this life. Because even the Bible
that is true. God is conscience. God is conscience. The greatest religion on earth is your conscience. When your conscience speaks to you that what you are doing is right, seriously is right. You don't tell me Christianity is okay. What is Christianity God? Is religion God per se?
No, it is not.
So let's take away this attitude when you mention Christian. You are blasphemed. Oh, you are Holy Ghost to flog. It's Holy Ghost Christianity. Let's take this for ambiguity. If your conscience, God is conscience. When your conscience fights you that what you are doing is wrong, seriously, God is wrong inside of God also. If your conscience fights you what you are doing is good inside of God, seriously, is good in God. I mean, let's fuck away this issue of religion, and you are blasphemy or you are doing the other one.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. We like that very much. I like it because it's in support of my position. Of course, I would like it because we are saying the same thing, and so is our brother, Obilo Anthony from Malaysia. If you disagree with me, if you support our brother from Japan, please call. We want diverse opinions so we can debate. We are not fighting. It's called debating. In the new Biafra, there will be political parties. They will disagree. Not when I disagree with you, you go and send police to come and kill me and say I'm attacking you. It is called having a robust debate so we can learn from each other. There were some things he said from Japan which I have learned. Maybe, I'm hoping, there are some things that he has also learned from our listeners as well who disagree with him. Let's go to Dr. Gemba to see what he makes of all this. And we're asking the caller on Skype to wait. Caller on Skype, wait where you are. We've taken your call. Please wait where you are. Please, doctor, go ahead.
Yes, to contribute to what the caller from Japan and others said, he probably got it wrong. And I am in support that we have our own Chukwabiyama. You only need to ask the people of Ozunibise where I come from. But as far as they are concerned, as far as we are concerned, God created the world from Ezinitendise, where we have Chukwu Abiyama. This is the native God. As a matter of fact, everybody who believes in Christianity knows this, that God said that, call me by your own name, in your own dialect. God, the word, for the Igbo people, it is Chukwu Abiyama. It is the same God. You go to Japan, they have their own word for it. You go to the native language, it is only God that understands all the languages in this world.
And to help you, doctor, to help you, our people don't understand certain things, some of them. Chukwu Abiyama means the God of Abraham.
Absolutely. Abiyama. Abiyama is Abraham. Yes, Chukwu Abiyama, the God of Abraham, God Elohim, just call me by your name, call me by the name you know. If you can call, as long as it means the same thing, the Supreme God, in their own local dialect, he will understand. but not when you as we didn't say any other disease. Chukwu Adeoma, God of Abraham. If you don't understand it that way, too bad. As you said, when you are trying to, as you said, try to debate, understand, let other people. There was somebody who called me on the send me message on the Facebook, and the caller don't know what he's talking about. For instance, so let us have debate. The fact that somebody doesn't support your opinion, and it does not mean that the person is wrong. That somebody didn't agree on whatever. You up, give your own opinion in the debate you contributed. Let others agree and we move forward.
That. Doctor, I accept that, but I argue and I debate based on verifiable fact. I don't argue based or debate based on ignorance. I'm asking a very simple question. How can somebody who is uncircumcised bring the gospel to somebody who is circumcised? Does that make any sense?
It is unacceptable. It is not right. Ah. It is not right. And by the way, Nande, it is the acceptance of the superiority of somebody that is uncircumcised, a person that is unclean. We accept them as being superior to us. That was when things started to fall apart. It wasn't even after independence that things started to fall apart.
I agree with you.
It was when they come.
I agree.
When we accepted, we throw away our own Chukwu Abiyama, the God we know, we worship from the people who are circumcised from Abraham time. Then we accepted people who were not. That was when things started to fall apart, and we have not recovered from it. And unless and until we go back to retrace our step, to do what we need to do, to worship our God the way God wants us to worship Him, we will continue to go round and round and suffer the consequences.
Thank you very much. Let us read out this text message before we go and take the call. Because as we said, you can message us. This is Chikike Asonye. Good evening, Radio Biafra. Just want to correct you on the notion that we are Jews. Of course, I agree with you, Chibike, but I'll finish your text all the same. We are Hebrews, not Jews. 100% I agree with you, simply because we didn't widely practice Judaism. But of course, we have our own version of Judaism. That is what we practice, because Judaism wasn't practiced in the Bible. Judaism came at a later time when the Hebrews rejected Jesus Christ Christianity, as we call it today, because let's not forget that salvation has also been passed on to the Gentiles. So even though we are Hebrews, doesn't mean we have to practice Judaism. I agree with you completely and totally. We are of the same opinion, the same school of thought. I agree completely. But I maintain that by virtue of the circumcision which I received on the 8th day when I was born, that I have a direct communication hotline to God Himself, the same way He had with Abraham. So when our forefathers used to mention Chukwu Abiyama, it is the God of Abraham. White people call it God, G-O-D. Other people call him Jehovah. Others call him Elohim. He has a lot of names. Call, as Dr. Gemba said, call him in your language. Not when I say Chukwu Abiyama, I think it's Amadio. Goodness me. Anyway, let's go and take this call from the caller on Skype. You're through to Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Kelechi Folota.
Where are you calling from, Kelechi?
I'm calling you from Wellington, New Zealand.
Wellington, New Zealand. God bless you. Go ahead. What point would you like to make this evening, please?
Thank you very much, Nandi. Well, my point certainly will be going in your direction. And I would like to advise the gentleman that called from Japan that it would be best for him to keep quiet and not call Radio Biafra, because he is wasting the precious time that, you know, other Biafrans that have got something good to say would have, you know, used to contribute to the progress that we are actually making towards the actualization of Biafra. You know, we all have our different opinions about religion, and he should actually practice his own religion anywhere, any faction he wants it, in his own house, and not. Radio Biafra is actually meant for re-educating our people, and is not for coming, you know, for somebody to come out here and say rubbish. If he has something good to say, he would have answered the question about where is the autopsy result. We need to know about the autopsy result. And if he has an access to it, he should tell us where the autopsy result is so that we can have a copy, publish it at the website here, so that people can see what actually killed these people. And he's trying to say things that are not actually relevant to the cause that we're actually pursuing. Moses or no Moses, Aaron or no Aaron, Bible or no Bible, it's actually a high time that we can put Bible aside and, you know, fight for our freedom. If we realize our freedom, we can go back to God. God does help those that help themselves. If we cannot help ourselves, God will never help us. So there is nothing like Bible or no Bible. Peter Obi has to answer to us, to all Biafrans, to all Igbos. If he has something good to say, why can't he call Radio Biafra and say, you know what, the issue of the autopsy or whatever we are, you know, agitating for, I have answer to that. The people died of so, you know, that matter will be buried. But if he is actually not coming, fronting up, that means he has something to hide. And somebody, an agent of maybe Peter B from Japan, cannot come and tell us that we have to keep quiet over it. That the Moses that is a secret Moses fighting for us.
Let's you know? Stay where you are. Don't go away. Let's take this course, but stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name, please, and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone.
Hello.
The caller on the phone. Can
Hello.
You hear us? Yes, your name and where you are.
Yo, Akapinsa, you're calling from New York, please.
Sorry, where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. You're, because of your accent, you sound like, I can't hear you very well. You sound like a white person. Are you? I can't hear you very well. You won't.
Yes, of course.
Oh, no, well, because I was finding it struggling to understand what you very, very well. I'm not very comfortable with American accent. Please go ahead and say what you would like to say. The world is listening.
It's all right. I'm calling respect of the gentleman calling from Japan.
Yes.
He made a statement about the autopsy, that he saw the autopsy and confirmed that. Can he please give us the direction on how to get the copy of the autopsy? Because he made it clear to our understanding that he has seen the autopsy report.
Yes, that's what he said, and everybody's interested. That's what our brother is Kelechi saying from New Zealand. We all want to see the autopsy report. Everyone wants to see it.
Yes.
To know what killed him. They said Moses has the autopsy report. Let Moses give the followers of God the autopsy report. The answer is no. Moses knows all. So we don't know how we're going to do this.
Who is the Moses he's talking about? Because we don't know about the Moses. We would like to know the Moses.
No, it's a secret Moses. Nobody's allowed to know. It's a secret Moses. Nobody knows. It's what God is planning for us, to use a secret Moses to deliver us. So at the appointed time, Moses will come out. But we don't know. Moses with an autopsy report on how his own people died and not want to tell the congregation. It's rather very sad. But thank you for calling from New York, and God bless you where you are. Kelechi, you're still there, I believe, yes?
Yes, I'm here, please.
Yeah, please, yeah. Round up and then we can take this call.
Oh, thank you very much, Nan. I think, in fact, we should not be distracted by people like the caller from Japan, because in the first place, he was asked the question. In fact, he was actually reminded that the people from Japan has not been active in this struggle, and he actually didn't comment on that fact at all, which is, you know, something that would have been very, very relevant to the cause that we pursue. Because if he had said maybe, I know somebody who has kind of volunteered, or who is willing, or maybe we are meeting or some, you know, it would actually, if he had spent like 2 minutes or 3 minutes telling us about the progress that Japan is making, it would be much, much important to us than telling us what he fabricated in his own right mind, if I should say. So what I'm saying is that we shouldn't be wasting our time on a caller like that, because in as much as Radio Biafra allows freedom of speech and things like that, if we allow people that are biased to come and destroy the education that we are giving to our people, it wouldn't make sense at all. So I would, and I think I would say that you are actually doing the right thing. You are saying what is right. If the opinion of the other people is not what will actually make our quest for realization of Biafra, be steered in the right direction, I think you have the right to keep doing what you're doing. You debated against them so that they actually have to either withdraw their own opinion or maybe support our own opinion, we have to, you know, speak in one voice. And not when we are saying something in this direction, people will come and distract us so that, you know, maybe for that, for the duration of the 1 hour or 2 hours that the program will run, we'll actually be talking about things that are not relevant to the thing that will help us to realize Biafra. So I think that's all that I have to contribute at the moment.
Thank you very much. We are very, very grateful. That was a caller from New Zealand. The Far East is calling Radio Biafra. It is from one end of the world to another. And it's a very good thing. As our brother called from Japan, that is where we want to start the demonstration, the worldwide demonstration. We start it from Japan and it ends in the United States, where our brother also called. Although he called from the Eastern Seaboard, we end the demonstration on the Western Seaboard to alert the world that there is a people called Biafrans and that we are going to take over our inheritance. We're not begging anybody. How can you be begging somebody to take your own land that belongs to you? No, we are saying no to that. We don't accept it. And anything and everything we can do to make sure that we as a people get out of the bondage from the zoo called Nigeria is precisely what we are going to do. We would like to hear from Barrister Mamezu because we want to get his opinion on this forgiveness issue. If somebody slaps you on one side, you turn the other side for them to slap, because that is what the Bible says. I don't know for how long we'll continue to be slapped. I don't know when they slap you. I think that is where the two barristers actually differ. Because Barrister Mekadov from Ekesiri will say that if they slap you on one side, you turn the other side, they slap you. What else is left there to slap? God never said he hit him on the face or punch him in the stomach. If somebody punches in the stomach, then they're asking for trouble. And nothing that comes to them is what they're going to receive. Doctor, you're still there, I presume, yes? Yes, but before I come to you, I was hoping to be able to go to the line to take this call, but you may come in, please, and give us your views based on what you've heard, especially from our brother, both the one in the United States and the one in from New Zealand, please.
Yes, there's some did up. If you ask me, although it is not up to us or to any listener or ourselves or anybody to say that the other caller is telling lies or not. But although I wasn't seeing him, I can say that from the message, the sound of his voice, I don't think that he is sure of what he's talking about the autopsy result. The guy, I am challenging him, if he is still listening, I am challenging you, Radio Biafra is challenging you, if you believe that you have seen the autopsy results, tell us how, where did you see it so that we can also assess it. And was it published online? Was it published on newspaper? Is it in the Anambra State website? Where did you see the autopsy result? The world is waiting to see this autopsy result. And if you don't know or you have not seen, you are not sure the result is out, and you are claiming that it is, you are not being fair to yourself and to the Biafran people and to our thousands and millions of our listeners. We are holding it to be responsible for that autopsy result. And unless he produces it, and until he produces it, he is owing the dead people explanation. He is owing evil people explanation. He is owing humanity explanation of the cause of death of those people found in Ezeiza. And luckily for him, or luckily for him, he has admitted that the autopsy result is out. Now, if it took 2 months or 3 months for the autopsy results to be carried out, will it take another 3 months for the results to be declared? What is he waiting for? Is he waiting for the police to carry out what?
No, nobody knows for sure. Let us take this call. We'll come back to you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, the caller on Skype, give us your name. They're not listening. This is
Radio. Hello, I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium, lower your system. Go ahead. Balata
Hidinel Gani. Hello, I'm calling from Belgium.
Balatani Hijinega, turn your radio off and talk to us over the phone.
Yeah, I'm calling from Belgium.
Go ahead.
Please, I want you people to thank you, God, for the enlightenment, and all you people to continue
doing it. But my suggestion is that
I want you people to
It is not following what we are saying. We have said it before. When you call Radio Biafra, please, 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 please make sure you turn your system off. They're not listening. Please, Barrister Mamezu wants to defend himself. He's under fire. He wants to defend himself. Go ahead, the eminent barrister and attorney at law. Please, go ahead.
Yes, Director, I've been listening fervently. In fact, I'm not trying to defend myself, but to come to the man from Japan, I want to come to his rescue. It seems that everybody tend to be against him. And probably
we're not against him. We're asking to produce evidence. You can't say that it's Moses in a basket. You cannot see Moses who's not walking. You have seen autopsy report. We want it. Please go ahead.
Yeah, one moment. Let's keep aside the autopsy idea. As Dr. Ekemba says, from the voice of that man from Japan, he answered you just to answer you. He hasn't seen anything. Let's leave that aside. But on the side of Moses and all the preaching between the two of you, he's trying to tell you that I was right, that we have to hope on God to produce results for us. He even further says that Nigeria is crumbling. That's because God has intervened. He didn't want to follow your own line of Mosaic law. Let's do back as they are doing us. So he was actually coming to my own side to say that we should hope in God and on God for the fight that we have ahead. So in order to make everybody understand, the man is trying to say we should do this peacefully. If you remember what he also said earlier, he said, if you are talking like this, do you think that you can fight the Nigerians by force? So you can see that the man is not really against what we are talking about. He's trying to put his own viewpoint across by saying that we have to leave this for God to handle.
Yes,
on the autopsy side, go ahead.
Please, I want to come because we'll take a call very shortly. There's something I want to clarify. You know, when people say, oh, can you fight? Look at Nigeria, they're so big. How can you fight them? You fought before and you lost. Now, how can you fight them? Is it not the same thing with what happened when the spies were sent to go and spy on Jericho and they came back and said, there are giants, nobody can defeat them? When David confronted Goliath, people said to David, he's going to tear off your head. What happened? David defeated. When you say you believe in God, you put to practice that your belief. If we cannot say we believe in God, then we are afraid of Nigeria. Who is Nigeria? Nigeria, the entire officer class and the infantry class in Nigeria is populated by men from the north and from the middle belt. They are the ones fighting right now, fighting against each other. So I'm asking you, if we had organized ourselves properly, now that Boko Haram have opened up a front in the north, we open up a front in the east and let the cowards in the west do what they want to do. Do you think that Nigeria can fight war on both fronts at the same time or on three angles?
Director, let there be no argument about that. The man is just airing his own view. He's not making a statement. He's just, airing his own view. Let's not pursue that argument.
I will come to you, Barrister. Remain where you are. You're with us. We're not closing because you're here. We're not going anywhere. Stay where you are. Let's take this call from the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. My name is Stanley. I'm calling from Belgium.
Stanley from Belgium. Go ahead.
I have a comment, concerning what they call from Japan, what he said, that he has the information about the autopsy. So I want to ask him, if the guy has the information about the autopsy, why not say it or give the radio Biafra the information so we can know exactly what happened to those people in Zoo River, and also about the Abraham he's talking about. If we have, he can give us the address of that Abraham, so we can go and meet him and know exactly what to do.
His Moses.
We are saying that we want to get Biafra by 2015, so that we can go and meet this Abraham and know exactly where to follow and what to do, because there's not much time, All God is out, So that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I agree with you. We are waiting for this man to come, this Moses in a basket to come. He hasn't come yet. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
Okay, good evening. My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Morocco.
Kingsley from Morocco, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to urge my brothers and sisters listening to this program this evening to please let our brother that call, they should disregard that contribution of his, because that gentleman is a distraction to our discussion this evening by telling us that the result of the autopsy is out and yet nobody has seen anything. There is no proof to show that that result is out. If he has the proof, just as a caller just said, we dare him to post it out, even in his Facebook or anywhere, or the Radio Biafra, our normal channel. He should post it so we can see ourselves. That guy is a distraction to this program. And I believe the reason why he spoke that way is that maybe he just woke up and he called, never believing that he would pick his call. So as soon as the call came in, he decided to say whatever he wanted to say. The Moses was talking about that he himself only hear or see that people have not seen. If you don't take the bull by the horn, I wonder how we can achieve this our novel dream. He's saying that God will fight for us. Mind him, God himself does not fight for those that keep quiet. You see, the kingdom of God itself suffered violence, and only the violent take it by force. You understand me?
Yes.
So the pace in which we're going towards this thing, I so much cherish it. And we, at this end, we are making our own effort to make sure that this course comes to final conclusion. So I want to urge our brothers to disregard that our brother that you're saying. He's saying it on his own personal. I don't know what has come over this evening. But all the same, his freedom of speech, I believe he has contributed his own quota, and we have heard him, but we should disregard him and forge ahead. This is my contribution this evening.
Thank you very much. That's our brother, Kingsley, calling from Morocco. We welcome your contributions. And in case people don't understand, I want to address Barrister Mambezi before he comes in. Barrister is listening very attentively. He's a learned man. I'm not. He's a lawyer, so he will defeat me in a debate. I know that very well. But Barrister, please, if you go to Palestine, if you go to Jerusalem, where God himself sits his throne on this earth, the temple that Solomon, King Solomon, built to the glory of God in Jerusalem, in the old city of Jerusalem. What happened is that where the Al-Aqsa Mosque was built is exactly on the Holy of Holies. So this particular piece of land was given to the Hebrews, to the Israelites, to the children of God. But they were very complacent. They were doing this, let us leave it to God. God is coming. The Messiah is coming to rescue us. And the Muslims went and took the place. Sacked the temple. Built their own, the mosque. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is on top of the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of Covenant used to rest. And do you know what they did? They swept the Hebrews outside. All of us, the Israelites and Hebrews, they were now praying on the Western Wall. Not inside where the columns that were holding the structures that King Solomon built is all in ruins, destroyed. Now, today, the Israelites cannot recover that piece of holy territory, that piece of ground where the Ark of Covenant used to rest. Because people that had violence took it by force. And there are two mosques are there. There is one, the Dome on the Rock, where they said that that Muhammad went into heaven from. And they have the Al-Aqsa Mosque, sitting directly on top of the Holy of Holies. And you're telling me that we fold our hands and with the Moses in the basket, God will come from somewhere, out of nowhere, lazy people sitting about doing nothing and killing themselves, putting the bodies of their own people in the river. God will deliver Biafra and hand over to you on a platter of gold. It will never happen.
Okay. Yes, I've heard your comment is straightforward. What I'm actually saying, I didn't say we should fold our hands. After all, for how many months now we've been going on with the legal proceedings against Nigeria? So we are not actually folding our hands and sitting back. We are actively doing something. And while we are actively doing something, we also have to seek for alternative avenues to bring about our aim, which is to bring back Biafra to its originality and formation. I am not advocating that we should sit down and then until God comes. No. What I'm trying to say is we cannot return violence for violence. This is what I'm advocating.
agree with you. Let's ask this caller and see if they agree too. I agree with you, Barrister. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, I am the one who called before, you know.
Yes, go ahead.
I am coming from Japan.
Oh, wonderful, you called back. Yes, go ahead. It's a good thing you called back. Go ahead.
Yeah, like what I was listening to the radio and I heard what they were discussing about the autopsy. The person I'm talking about who reviewed the security through spiritual is not something physical, like physical autopsy.
Okay.
He said those people were the enemy.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Please, we don't have your number. We'd have called you back. Let people not think that we are cutting you off because you're saying at Radio Biafra we don't cut anybody off. Please call back. You're saying that the result of the autopsy was revealed spiritually to Moses. I'm sorry. I had to laugh. I do apologize. But these things are. Oh God, it's too fantastic. Barrister, are you there?
So I'm here.
They said God revealed the result of the autopsy to Moses spiritually. I do apologize. I'm laughing. This is a worldwide program, but it's laughable. Some of the things we come up with sometimes. Anyway, we want him to call back. This is Radio Biafra. It's an open platform. People can say what they like, and what they have in mind, and what they wish to say.
Yeah.
We will welcome them. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, and I do apologize for laughing, but when God reveals the result of an autopsy to Moses, nobody knows, it becomes laughable. Go ahead, the world is listening.
Yo, this is Henry calling from Malaysia.
Henry from Malaysia, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to contribute something for what my brother from Japan, for what he said. If you can see, if you can watch his movement, if you can watch his talk, I can say, because I'm getting angry with him, I can say he's pastor. And I want to just inform every Biafra in the whole world that after dealing with politicians, the second people have to do is pastors. Those people are causing a lot of problems in Igbo land, and he's one of them. If you can watch his statement, you know that all rubbish, quacka pastors, moving around and collecting people for money, telling them you can sow your kid and collect what you need from it. That's what, if you can watch his statement. I don't have a call from that my brother again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We do as we are told. Anything we are told is what we do at Radio Biafra. We have people with us. We even have our brother who is on the line on Skype. Let us take his call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nambi. Good evening. Samson here speaking from the UK.
Samson from the United Kingdom. Go ahead. The world is listening to you this evening.
Yes, I'm really trying to make my own contribution regarding to the discussion at hand. Yeah, are you hearing me?
Very loud and clear, and so is the whole world. We are hearing you loud and clear. Go ahead.
That's true. I'm really in the side of Barrister. You know, you have been doing a wonderful work, and creating awareness of Biafra is something very important, which you have already done. I think the good thing we need to do is to do the demonstration, as you said, peacefully, and then try to do some work, you know, not violent. Because even we talk about Gandhi, who used non-violent, he won. We talk about this guy from America. He was not non-violent. And everything, you know, went very well. I believe that when we put prayers and work at, you know, together, everything will work. We will actualize Biafra the way we want it. But when we go with violence, it might get out of hand. We might not get what we want. So I feel the best thing we can do, you know, as Barrister is saying, is to try as much as we can to go the way you have already set apart before by demonstrating and also telling the whole world, you know, our grievances and the reason why we should be on our own. I get it, man. That way we can attract people than using violence for the life of the people who will, you know, be, you know, waste away Western away during the war is what we need to think about.
Because Samson, I like your name because you're your name is biblical. You're very strong. But I want you to read us. I want to read out to us this evening what our sister is writing on Facebook. This is our sister Nonye Manning. That is her name. She wrote about the broken. She is on Facebook. That's why I want people to be on Facebook as well, commenting on what we are discussing. That is what the Facebook page is there for. She's saying,
"Yes,
the funny thing about this turn the other cheek if slapped on one is that even during the passion of Jesus Christ, when Jesus was slapped, he asked them, if I said something wrong, testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me? Even Jesus is asking, why are you slapping me? What have I done? He didn't just turn the other cheek for you to slap. He asked questions. However, she continues to write, however, in our case, people are saying we should not even question this criminality is drowning us. These people are killing us. Are you telling me if you can, you mentioned Mahatma Gandhi, you mentioned Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King.
Yes, as being non-violent freedom fighters. My dear brother, I love you very much, but that is not historically accurate. Martin Luther King led revolt and riot. He was on the front line leading march against the police, breaking barriers, saying, no, you said black people cannot enter here, we'll enter there. He was leading civil rights march that degenerated, the one that happened in a place called Birmingham in Alabama, if you remember. Birmingham in Alabama, the riot that was caused there in 1968 during the civil rights march. These are historical facts. Anybody, there is no freedom fighter in the world, in the history of humanity, you fold your hands and you put it down and you're praying and your freedom will come. Never, ever, ever. Because, let me finish, please, my dear brother.
Yeah.
Mahatma Gandhi, the same. Mahatma Gandhi called for general strike against the British. They took what is called direct civil action. Never in the history of humanity has sitting down in your house and drinking tea and eating rice and having akamu with akara has ever produced freedom. Never, ever, ever in the history of mankind. Never.
No, that is absolutely right. What I'm trying to say is this. We are not going to stay in our home and start eating akara bread. No. What I'm trying to say is that creating awareness, which you have already done, is a wonderful way, and the protesting peacefully without violence. I get to me putting our argument, our grievances, everything on paper, on book, everywhere. That is the best way we can go. I get to me. I'm not keeping quiet, but talking as you are talking now on the air. I get to me. When we start the demonstration, everywhere we are, then we make sure that we put all our grievances, all our the way they have cheated us, everything on book and on paper. Then make sure that we publicize it to the whole world. I get to me. So the world we see. Are you trying to get what I'm saying? I'm not saying that we should fold our hands.
Okay.
I am not the type that support folding our hands. Now look at that very particular passage of the scripture that says turn the other cheek or the other one. It doesn't necessarily mean that turning the other cheek being passive. No, it's not being passive. I get it. You can, when you are turning the other one, it doesn't necessarily mean that you won't ask, why are you doing me like this? I get it. Now, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't liberate yourself without violence. I get it. So that is actually what that person is trying to say. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to, be like Akamu and be there and allow them to kill you. No. You still need to question it. I get it. Jesus questioned the people. But he never took violence.
Thank you very much.
As you're talking about.
Thank you. But that is why we are asking a simple. You said Jesus asked the question, said, have I testified falsehood? Why did you strike me? We are asking
Peter. Yes. Why did this strike?
Yes. We are asking Peter Obi. We are asking Peter Obi. What have we done? Give us the result of the autopsy. It's the same question that Jesus
exactly.
is asking.
Jesus and another question I want to ask you, please. I've been reading Nigerian paper. I've never heard from the families of the victim. Complain.
Well,
why?
Where would they write it? If you don't have money, would they publish your news? Is it because anybody can call Radio Biafra and get through? Is it because you made it an open platform? In Nigeria, no. You have to pay before your news is published. They don't practice journalism. That is why there is war raging in the north. People in the south don't know anything about it. We just came back from home about 8 weeks ago. Mm. People in the south don't know anything about what is happening. It is called information deficiency. It's a classic. They have cut all the telephone lines going into Maiduguri.
This is very wrong.
Families, of course, but if you, let us wait now for Jesus to come and save us. If you don't do anything.
Oh, yeah, because I've been trying to hear from the family of the victim. I get in me.
In Nigeria, you pay.
Complain, but I've never heard anything.
In Nigeria, you will pay for your news and stories to be published. That is a fact. Go and ask anybody. Radio Biafra is the only open platform that people can call anytime and air their views without paying for it. Of course, some people are contributing towards Radio Biafra upkeep. Everybody who may have contributed, we have received it. We are very grateful. If you want your name to be mentioned, we will do so. We know the people who are... What we're asking is that if you're helping Radio Biafra remain on air, continue doing that. Don't think that somebody else is doing it because they are not. We can say that categorically. That is only 16 people who have contributed money to Radio Biafra. Only 16 of you. That I can tell you. Categorically. Without mincing words. Because at Radio Biafra, we don't lie. So don't think another person is going to do anything you're giving to Radio Biafra. Continue to do that on a regular basis. Please do not relent. We normally shut at 9, but we are continuing today. As Barrister Mamezu will say, we'll say continue until there are no more calls coming in. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Collins.
Collins, where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Collins.
Yes.
From Nigeria, Anambra State.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually connected with you people a few days ago, so I just want to say hi to you people for the good work you've been doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes. We are listening. The world is listening. The world is hearing your voice. Go ahead. Hello?
All right. So I hello? Can you hear me?
No, we can, but it's breaking up, of course.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. We can. Go ahead. Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
The issues within the southeastern part of Nigeria, one of the things that we bring a kind of freedom in what we've been dreaming of for the past 10 many years. We are just hoping that there will be a nice unity within the Igbo region. Are you hearing me?
We are hearing you loud and clear. We are hearing very, very well. Go ahead.
So, I really want to put this as my own point of view. What we've been seeing, like me myself, wasn't born in the southeast. I grew up at the south part of Nigeria, but it's making a year and some few months I've been here at the southeastern part of Nigeria. I've been seeing some good things, but some of the disadvantage part of it is due to my adaptation, and I have not really seen the point of unity within our people. So I just want to make this as an emphasis to Radio Biafra. Is a kind of it's not that I'm just saying it, but it's a kind of a way of making the world known that we really need unity, not only to the world, and to our children.
Okay, thank you very much. We understand what you're saying and we take your advice on board. They are very valid and we respect it. Unity is important to Imam Mezu and to all of us, and we take it on board.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name, the caller on the phone, give us your name.
Yeah, my name is Victor Arvens.
Victor, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium, go ahead, please.
I just want to tell you about that man that called from Japan. You understand? We have to be careful. You don't know whether they have bribed them. You know what I'm saying? You don't know whether they have bribed them.
just to scatter the whole show, you understand? So anybody who is calling again in order to debate with him, you understand? Then you just call the person short. You don't need to debate with him because some people are there just to spoil everything.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for the advice. Yeah. We have taken it to record. I think about
so
the
fourth person. We are working on our own side here. So that is why I just want to give you a little piece of advice.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That is our brother from Belgium. Belgium is coming up, which is very good. We expect the same thing from India very shortly. We know that Israel will be joining us enforced by tomorrow. Israel, Ma Amechi will be joining us from Israel. He is the leader of the group in Israel, the committee in Israel. Will be joining Radio Biafra tomorrow to co-host the program from Israel. Barrister Mamezu is there. Barrister, at least you have one supporter. You have one supporter. Samson was supporting you.
That's a good news.
It's good news, of course. At least you have one supporter. Please go ahead. The barrister himself, the world is listening to you.
Well, to be honest, you know, because I'm using here, I'm not privy to all the 3-4 callers when I finish my last statement. So if you can bring me up to speed so that I know where to place my own information caller.
I will do so, barrister. Let us take this and then I will summarize it for you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, land, welcome back from Israel, you know.
Thank you very much.
This is Ono Mwabweze calling from Spain.
Ono Mwabweze from Spain. Go ahead, the world is listening.
I was just hearing the contribution our brothers are giving, and I agree with everybody. The one thing I just want to let us know is that in our former tradition, we call Chi Upu. In my village, they have the Injamo, all those ones. They call their name, but there is once our father used to pray before. They used to call Chi Upu Bileligwe. Chi Upu. That is the great God. I don't know where they bring it. So it is there in our culture. Let us look at this RUC. All this RUC, like in my village, we have a Yinja Moka. They call it a Yinja. In the next village, they call their own the name. But there is Chi Upu Bileligwe, which all our forefathers used to refer to sometimes to. You know,
but can we clarify something before you proceed, please? Because you're raising a very important point. Nobody in Igbo land anywhere worships any of those IRC. We don't worship them. That is what people don't understand. We don't bow down before them. We don't have them in our homes. We use them as deities that people refer to or make reference to. We don't worship them. Yeah. I have never seen any village that you go and you bow. They say, this is Ihu Amadioha. People go there and bow down and say, oh, please, Amadioha, save me. Never. Never. People are confusing our culture because most of them, we are born in the townships. Yeah. They don't know what it looks like in the village. Some of us that grew up in the village can tell you we don't worship any idol.
Chiupu is Igbo. It's Igbo language. Chiupu is great God.
Of course.
So that is one side. You know, I agree with our brother that said, we should concentrate on Biafra. So I just want to still thank you guys for the effort. And I just want to tell you not to get tired. You guys and your board should keep on, because you are the only light and the hope we have now. You people, this thing we are trying to do now is the only hope for our people.
No, they said there's a Moses in Lagos. They said there's a Moses in Lagos. Is in a basket in Lagos. There's a Moses.
There is nothing like that. We believe in practical. God help those who help themselves. If you stay idle, doing nothing, manna can never fall from heaven. You have to do something. There is nothing like that. It's not working. Here in Europe, everybody work. If you don't work, you can't get anything. You know? So that's how it goes. There's nothing like Moses Phantasma. There must be realistic. We must be a little bit realist. You know, we go for what we want. We are all human beings. We have like food, hands. We can't just believe in miracles. We can't believe in that. You know, we have to go for it, and we'll get it by the grace of God. So I just want to thank all your board members there, you know, and I want to thank Carol too for the role she's playing, both physical and, you know, and on the ground. So I just want to appreciate. We are working together by the grace of God.
things will work out. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. We all have our beliefs. Let us go and take this call from Skype. That will be the last call for the day before we bring the program to an end. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. Sammy Best, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. We can't get them. Unfortunately, we are not able to get hold of them. We can't get them. So what we need to do is to return to the line. Barrister is still there, and so is also Dr. Egemba. Please, Barrister, what in essence, what people are saying is that we should let go of some of the people who are saying or who are trying to drag us back, essentially, like our brother in Japan. Since he cannot produce an autopsy report, we are asking him, callers from everywhere, from United States, from Belgium, from Malaysia, from New Zealand, are asking him to produce the report of the autopsy. But he made us to understand that the autopsy is not actually an autopsy. It was a revelation. It was a gift, a revelation from God to our Moses, who is somewhere in Lagos. And the Moses is working with it, according to a timetable that God has set. So I don't know what to make of it.
Well, as I said, the there from Japan is really close to my own argument. But he thought that Radio Biafra is just one-man business. He didn't know that the Radio Biafra is listening to wild world. It's not a kind of banana business. You see, from the reception we received from people, I don't think you call again and make a flimsy kind of comment. Radio Biafra is not where you say things and get away easily. Because you hear people who will either attack you or argue with you or
see the end of it. Educate you.
Indeed. So whichever way, Radio Biafra is not a child business. This is the woman of the world. Biafra herself is not a little baby. So we have to be very cautious and more sensible when we make comments, because people all over the world are taking account of whatever we say. So it has been a very good day today, I must confess. And Nnamdi, as usual, well done for the conduct of the program. And of course, we'll carry on in this fashion until we realize our aim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, the eminent barrister and attorney at law. That was Barrister Mamezu, the person guiding us in the United Kingdom. We have the other eminent barrister as well, fighting the case back home. We have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba as well. Doctor, by way of summary, you've been following all the calls, all the programs. What do you have to say, please? Dr. Egemba, you there? No, not possible. This is Radio Biafra. You've listened to us this evening. We are very grateful for all of you, all the callers. We even love our brother who called from Japan. We want him to go back. Just don't come to Radio Biafra. Please go back and find out precisely what it is that Radio Biafra is all about. And as Barrister Mamezu said, Radio Biafra is owned by Biafrans all over the world. They have to protect their radio station. That was why they spoke the way they did. Because they don't want anybody that will deviate or take away our attention from what we are going to do. What we are going to do is very simple. Please go and tell Moses, wherever he is, if he's in his basket, go and tell Moses that we are going to have a worldwide demonstration. We will come back and sack the workers of iniquity from the house of God, which is Biafra land itself, and then we confront our enemies. It's a very simple three-step solution. We welcome everybody who is seeing vision, everybody who is divine, everybody that God is talking to. We know that very, very well. But that is not going to save us. We need the autopsy report of Ezu River. The people that if P2B is saying he did not kill them, let us see the result of the autopsy published alongside the depositions taken by the Senate committee that sat at Amansia and at Enugu and at Oka to listen to the people, to listen to the submission of the people and the families that their children died. For anybody to come on air and to imply that those young men that were suffocated, that were killed, and their bodies dumped in the river, fished out of the river, and given a mass burial, na Igbo, kaneli madun Igwe, mass burial in Igbo, that unheard of in the history of our people. Unheard of. We have existed for over 5,000 years in that part of the world, unheard of. We have mass graves in Igboland, courtesy of Peter Obi and the other governors, the agents of darkness, people that Lucifer himself sent from the farther reaches of hell to inflict pain and suffering on the children of God. We have suffered enough. I don't know how some people sleep at night, because I don't sleep at night. Members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra do not sleep at night. Sometimes we put up a brave face to present program to the world and to take calls, but we are not happy. Our people are dying. As you go to sleep tonight, think about it very deep and hard. Every minute that you are asleep tonight, somebody is dying where we come from. Not through natural causes, but dying due to hunger, due to disease, due to worry, due to deprivation, due to kidnapping, due to stress. Are we going to leave these things to continue? And for how long? The key to stopping this whole thing is right there in your hands. You decide if we are going to survive as a people or not. The race is on. Let us go and free our people from bondage. Good evening, wherever you are from London. 7 p.m. tomorrow night. This is Radio Biafra. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. God bless you all. Thank you.
wo sonbe meganyi peya.